It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me and the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. I mean, tarps
up. The guy holding the thing is wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Well, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine. Well,
that's my recovery period.
A big shit, and I'm fine.
Big old shit.
Big shit.
Sean.
Don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Yeah.
Fossils.
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve.
You have had meatballs just running down your throat like fucking just a pack of wild horses. Just stampeding down your throat into your belly.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Hey, you, get your damn hands off her.
Rod Stewart's son got arrested.
Nip it in the bud!
Heineken? Fuck that shit! Pabst Blue Ribbon!
Hey, where are the white women at?
I'm picking up a vessel of unknown origin.
It's a Chevy van.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Yeah.
This must sound really silly to people who can't hear the music.
Word.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com. It's the website. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
Your way, right away.
And we have Steven.
Like a mutant.
Or as I call him, Stefan.
No, you don't.
I do.
Not once have you ever done that.
When you get really hot, like Steve Urkel did, I call you Stefan Urkel.
That's why we never call you Stefan.
And
Dick.
We have Sean.
Hello.
And Kevin.
Hamburger.
I need some volume, Derek.
Yeah, I don't know which one you're in.
I am in.
Don't give him volume.
Jesus.
Turn him down lower.
Try now.
How's that? That's good. That's good. No?
Yeah, it's good.
Good.
You need to project your voice.
Trust
Didn't
me,
they
I
teach
do.
You that at the... Long Island School of Radio Broadcasting Institutions.
From the diaphragm.
From the diaphragm. Really
I think it's because you got the bad headset.
I think it's because Matt's got a burger half in his jowls.
Yeah,
just whooping down fries.
It doesn't look like you're going to be talking much anyway.
Oh, I will be, trust me. Because I'm going to be talking about Burger King in a few minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Go on.
You got a beef?
He won't be.
A beef, air quotes, with Burger King?
Where's the beef, all right?
His butt will be talking about the Burger King.
How's everyone doing?
Hey, I've got a story.
You do?
You'll never believe it.
Well, we'll save that for later.
Oh, damn it.
Sean, how's your ass?
Oh, it's not too bad.
Speaking of ass, I've got a story.
All right, enough.
Oh, boy.
Oh, go on, Sean.
I don't eat gluten anymore.
You don't?
No.
It looks like you're drinking a Bud Light.
I know. I'm going to be shitting my
that
ass
is
off later.
Glutenful.
No, it's not.
It's glutenful.
It's gluten-free.
Oh, no, bullshit.
Bud Light is gluten-free?
Gluten-free Bud Light.
The three main things I can't eat are wheat,
brewed
rye,
from
and
the
barley.
Hops of gluten-free.
And wheat and barley are like all over beer.
That's like straight up what I'm drinking.
Guys, he's drinking liquid gluten right now.
There is a gluten-free beer that Budweiser makes called Red Bridge.
It's gross.
Superior drinkability. Come on. Gluten-free.
Oh. Gross. I thought it was actually gluten-free for half a second.
I can't wait to see your shit in the morning.
No. Oh, it's not good.
So you've been doing the gluten-free for a while, huh?
Yeah.
It's nice, right?
Well, the best part about it is a lot of carbs contain gluten, so I haven't been eating a ton of carbs, and I've dropped like 10 pounds in like 2 weeks. It's great.
Yeah, you actually look it.
You're going to be a waif of a man.
I don't know what that means.
Like skinny.
I think it's British for gay.
Oh, shit.
No, that's twink.
Twink.
Oh.
You're a twink of a
poof.
Man.
Poofta. You're a poofta, Sean.
What is a poofta?
Queer.
Ah, damn it.
Sorry.
Fair enough.
And you have pale shoulders still.
It's a farmer's tan.
I don't have a farmer's tan, do I?
It's like a farmer's fade.
What's this here, man? You gassing, bro?
Oh, man, you got track marks?
Fuck off, Steve.
You know what the problem might be is, are you tanning?
No.
I was going to say, with those wide lats, your shoulders probably come out of the bed if you do.
When it comes to the base bed, I do just fit. Just fit. And then if it gets a little small, you have to kind of...
See, Sean has ILS, Invisible Lat Syndrome.
Oh, man.
So he walks around with his shoulders all up.
No, I'm just a naturally wide person. No.
You can't have bigger lats than I do, so I'm not touching that.
I just felt like saying ILS.
Fucking 10-year-old girl has bigger lats than you do. Good.
Oh, shit. You know, speaking of tanning beds, I go in the lay down now.
That's what I do. Isn't it nice?
Speaking of tanning beds, I've never been to a tanning salon.
Yeah, we can tell.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't
yeah.
even think I've ever even stepped foot in one. Even.
I've never seen anybody with a fucking pale nose before.
Minus Matt.
Well, that's true.
But, hey, Kev, you know why I go in the lay down now?
Why is that?
I literally drop about a pound and a half of sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
It got to the point where gross. I actually use my socks to wipe up the sweat.
Because
I was so
that's why they give
for.
You a towel. That's yeah, why I never, oh, does males do that? I thought I was the only one that did that.
No.
I feel so bad. I just, like, clean up. I'm like, okay, don't make it look like I clean. Just kind of dab it a little.
Oh, no, I full on wipe all my sweat out.
Yeah, I'm so embarrassed.
And that spot in the lower back, you know, where it's just a suction cup to the tanning bed.
Yeah. And when you stand out, it just rains out of your ball sack area, right? It just drips down your legs.
I have enough ass hair that just catches everything.
See, I'm hairless.
The worst is when that sweat kind of bundles and then your tailbone just goes on fire.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
So basically, how does a tanning bed even work? Is it just the lights are just on top?
Picture a big hoagie
and
roll.
You got to flip.
Wow.
And you're laying
I
inside
do
of it
every day. So you're preaching to the choir.
Roll.
And there's, go on.
There's just like it's like black light bulbs underneath you and above you, and it essentially just cooks you while you lay there.
So, but it's just, the bulbs are just on top, right?
No, they're underneath
they're
you.
Around
and underneath? How does that work? You lay on the bulbs?
Well, there's like
a glass.
Plastic glass type of thing that you lay on top of that's plastic. Over the bulbs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it sturdy?
I've seen some of them crack, but I've also seen a lot of fat broads go into tanning.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
I actually have to change tanning salons because I realized mine is very bootleg. I guess the fan in the bed broke, so they literally have a plug-in fan. At the bottom of the bed, and they're just like, oh, just turn it on before you go
like
in.
One of those fans that, like, your grandparents had on the trailer. Like,
exactly what it is.
When they don't want to use the AC driving down the floor.
It's like a push button one. It's like high, medium, low. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck this. So that's why I sweat.
There's just, like, some Mexican with a paper plate. Like,
are you
too hot? You too hot? Shut up. Do you wear those little black goggle things?
No, of course. I just posted a picture of myself.
It gives
using
you tan
those.
Lines on your eyelids.
It does. I don't look like a raccoon.
Looks stupid.
Duh. Only thing I wear is a sock over my dick.
Which apparently he doesn't even do that.
No, freeform. Dick's just out.
Yeah, I do that too.
With the fucking dick out tanning. I have enough fucking going against me on the ball.
So you go in that thing naked?
Nope. Sock.
Just a sock.
Just a sock over the dick.
But your butt's naked.
Yeah.
Laying on that plastic.
Yes.
But that everyone else has laid down on.
Do you open your cheeks to ensure no tan line in the butt?
Yes, I do. And I lay in first because I don't want to get those ones under the butt cheek.
And so does the 400-pound girl that was in there before you.
So I lay in and I just kind of scooch.
Isn't there like a concern for STDs or anything like that? Or
no, I'm not fucking jacking off on it.
Well.
99% of germs.
Yeah.
99.9. I figure my tanning lotion is enough of a layer of protectant that I don't have to worry about any diseases.
I don't get it at all.
All I know is today I was walking by a room that one of the other employees was cleaning a bed, and her ass was amazing, and I walked into the mirror.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you look at yourself and say, excuse me, beautiful?
No, then I looked at my awesome calves and just kept on walking.
Yeah. Wow.
What?
Wow.
Awesome calves.
I'm just glad I'm not the only one that checks out my own calf muscles in mirrors.
Yeah. I think sometimes while driving. I'll just kind of reach down and just, feeling good today.
I check out my gut walking by a store window.
Gut muscle.
Like, look at that gut.
Look at that gussle.
That is a nice...
Well, it's very weird, though.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Why
it's
is weird. It so high
it looks
up?
Like you had like some kind of surgery.
That one actually got
leg.
Torn.
Damn. Oh.
My bad.
Well, you remember former aristocrat Craig's calf muscles. Those things were ridiculous.
Yeah, I got a little something.
I don't know what that
That's
is.
That's just from carrying around.
You have like the
like
do you need a training bra for your calves?
Ayo. <Ew.
laughs> Yeah, he's a corral for those
he
calves.
He needs some muscle for his calves.
That torn calf, my bad, on Kev.
Oh. Yeah, Sean did it.
I did.
Well, he didn't do it. It was just a consequence of something he caused.
Yeah. Oh.
I worked with a kid that had the most insane calf muscles I've ever seen in my life.
In your life?
Well, you're in the room with this, probably the fucking second best.
Okay. No joke, two fists like put together, like probably bigger than that. That's and good. He was like 5 foot nothing.
That sucks. It must be really hard to buy skinny jeans.
Probably.
These look like bell bottoms.
Those are those are skinny jeans.
Poof.
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 Skinny jeans.
Oh, poof.
Homo.
Oh. I look good in skinny jeans.
What's with all the gay hating?
I love gays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're great.
Gays fucking rule.
Yeah.
Gay.
I love them British cigarettes.
Give me a little gay.
British cigarettes.
Like that?
Nice.
Fags. Fags.
So what's up with Burger King? Do you actually have something to say about
that? Yeah, I do, actually.
Oh, let's hear it, Matt.
Okay, you know how sometimes you'll go to a drive-through and your food won't be ready and they'll ask you to pull up?
Hate it.
Okay. Yeah, I hate it to begin with. Sometimes I want to say, no, I'll just wait right here. Okay?
It's one thing. You know why they do that, right? Because they time all, they have like a clock and all of their orders are timed. So if they tell you to move ahead, they end your order and move the next one up so that they don't get hit for a late drive-through.
Okay. Well, according to this, my order time didn't matter.
Yeah.
So, okay. You go to a McDonald's, and generally from what I've experienced with most McDonald's, you can pull up to the side, and there is almost like a waiting area designated. It's not really, but there's usually...
There's a little spot.
A spot that you can pull up. Well, the drive-through at this Burger King is one lane, and it wraps around the building.
Middletown?
Yes.
Yes.
Local reference.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy said to me, he goes, your fries aren't ready yet, so we're going to make them hot and fresh for you. Why don't you just pull up to the gate over here? And I'm just like, Now, I knew when I pulled in, I was the only person, like, in the whole place. It was empty, dead. Yeah. How could they not have fries? You know, I don't care. Just give me whatever. So I pull up. Nobody's behind me. And I'm waiting. About 4 or 5 minutes go by. Still waiting. Finally, a car pulls up behind me. That car had to actually back up in the drive-through and exit through the side, which is dangerous.
Yes.
And then the next guy... pulled up behind me. He farted.
What was that, Sean?
Thank you, gluten. Sorry, go ahead.
So the next guy pulls up, and I see the guy at the drive-thru tell him, he like points, you know, oh, you back up, you know, to get out. And I see the guy throw his hands up in the air, you know, getting upset. And I'm just thinking to myself, I'm not moving. I'm not moving. I know I could just circle around and go right back to where I was. But I figure I'm not moving. So as I see the guy look backwards to eventually go back up, another car pulls up behind him.
Of course.
So now we're in trouble.
So I got a line behind
you. I waited like another 5 minutes. Total wait time next to the gate was probably 11 minutes, I'll say. Probably 11 minutes. I've never waited that long, and I usually don't care about waiting.
It 3 minutes to cook the fries.
I don't know what they were doing.
They were probably pissing in your fries.
I hope so.
Did you eat your first meal first and then waiting for your fries and had to go back around?
Like, I had
another
soda.
Number six.
I just had a soda in the car with me. That was
Did
it.
Did you get a free refill?
No.
Hey, why did I fill this
Did you get a coupon
me?
Book?
I should have got something.
Did you piss them off the last time you were there?
Nope. Hmm. But I normally don't care about waiting, but the reason why I cared in this instance is because it was inconveniencing others.
Yeah.
And they were doing, it was stupid. Yeah. I shouldn't have moved.
No.
I didn't have to move. I mean.
Because now these people have their food, they're done. And you're blocking them.
Yes. And that's ridiculous. Yeah. So it is not your way right away. It's your way whenever they damn well please. Well,
as Derek said, it's time. So they just need you away from the window.
Yeah.
So they can prove you weren't there.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Well, they can prove that they gave it to you.
Next time, just say no. I'll get to pull up by the gate.
No, I'm going to stay right here.
No,
actually.
I'm waiting.
Like, oh, car stalled. But I'm sure I'll get it started by the time you get me my food.
Listen,
I'm sorry.
Fucker, I want my fries and I want them now.
I wonder what they would say if you did that. Just like, no, nah, I'm going to stay right here.
I think I can stay right here.
Sir.
Blah, 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 blah.
Let me get the manager. He's saying no.
Well,
he won't move
do?
The car. We'll tell him again.
I don't get paid enough for this shit.
He looks like he means business. Oh, man, that fart felt great.
It sounded wonderful.
Speaking of farts, I got a story.
All right, do your story.
All right, so last night...
wow, off the cuff? No reading? No nothing?
What?
Oh, it was just a personal
story. No, personal story.
Oh,
that you'll never believe.
News story.
Sean's the one that tries to read the stories.
Fuck off. I don't even know how to read. Get on, get
Matt, are you
it.
Doing a MySpace pic? What are you doing?
He's got to get a little cleavage.
No,
and
I just don't
shot.
Get any signal in this goddamn house.
Because AT&T is straight shit.
You are straight shit.
I know.
Well, the strange shit than gay shit.
Let's try to get the Wi-Fi from your neighbor.
Matt, why are you yelling?
All right, come on.
What? No.
I just want to hear whatever shit story you have. Come on.
Yeah, I want to hear it too.
So, wrestled last night, got home late, went to sleep, right? My chick works at a bar.
By wrestled, you mean gay sex, right?
Oh, yeah, gay sex. Okay. Yeah, right up the butt, mouth.
Twinks
all,
and fags.
Holes, welcome. Anyway, she gets home like 5, whatever. We sleep till 10. She wakes me up. She says, hey, let's go to Perkins.
Ooh,
that's a great idea.
I love Perk. Perkins or Middletown Pancake House?
No, Perkins.
Okay. Perkins. Everyone calls Middletown Pancake House Perkins.
But why would they do that?
It used to be. And they just, it's one of those things they never stopped calling it that.
Wow.
Yeah.
It really it was Perkins?
Years and years ago.
Like
a long time.
Probably before we even cared.
It was probably like the first Perkins ever.
Because it's been Middletown Pancake House for a long time.
As long as I remember. Mm-hmm. But that's inconsequential to the story because we're going out to the car to go eat. And my chick yells, there's shit on the house.
Free shit?
Well, I figured like something was like just something was on the house. I look and there's literally diarrhea shit on my house. And it looks as if somebody pressed their ass cheeks to the foundation of my house and just took a hot, steamy, wet shit.
Somebody shit on your house.
Somebody shit on my house.
I don't know where you live, for the record.
Was it bloody shit?
No.
Okay, you're out of the clear then, Derek.
Oh,
was it Kool-Aid shit?
But it was
Kool-Aid.
It was bountiful.
Oh my God.
And there were two soiled napkins on the ground next to it. So somebody went up to the foundation of my house, took a shit, a very wet shit, and it ran down and coagulated at the bottom of the house on the grass right below, and then they wiped their ass and left.
On top of a bunch of baby turtles. And now we have
shitty turtles.
Now we have the new Turtles movie. Yes.
With Michael Bay, which we'll get into later.
I couldn't believe it. Like, who just goes and shits on somebody's house?
Endless.
Now, is that the kind of thing where you can't even be mad because it's so ridiculous?
I laughed.
Yeah,
my chick's like, we need to call the cops. I'm like, I can call the cops. Somebody shit on the house.
Get some DNA.
How do you report that?
Did you smell it to see what they had recently eaten?
No, but I did end up having to power wash it off later.
Power wash?
Yeah, because her parents were coming over.
Not even like a hose, like a power wash?
Yeah.
Wow. How long was it sitting there for?
I don't know. It was like 10 when we left for Perkins, and it looked like it was starting to harden a little bit, but the well of it at the bottom of the wall still looked fresh. So it must have been sometime, I'd assume, before the sun came up, because I don't imagine somebody's out there at the crack in the morning just shitting on my house.
Good morning, commuters.
What town do you live in?
Kingsburg.
Yeah. Oh, you live in Kingsburg.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful Kingsburg. It's the first shore town.
Yeah, what he forgot to mention is like 6 other houses on the block had shit on them, too.
Yeah.
Kingsburg.
The house shitter.
Somebody just went on a house shitting spree.
Yeah.
This is really disgusting.
You know, I have an awesome... Are you done with that story?
She said to call the cops?
Yeah, she said to call the cops.
911. Hi, somebody shit on my house? Are you serious?
Was it Godzilla? No, like on the side of it. Oh.
Oh, like, call back later.
I have an awesome shit story with Perkins.
You should have taken a picture, by the way.
Divine awesome.
I did.
Who were we with? Were you there?
I actually did, yes.
I know about the story. I don't think I was there. Steve, no offense. I don't care about your shitty story right now. I want to see the picture of the poop.
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me.
Great. No, this is a really gross story.
Were you there for that?
Oh, my God.
Can you send that to
look human.
Can you send that to me so I can post that?
Yes, please send
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Jane, were you with us?
Oh, my God. That's like a fucking torpedo.
It looks like an animal shit.
What the fuck? This is a straight up like cattle shit.
It's like green.
Dude, this is from a cow. You don't need to call the cops because they ain't arrested.
Yeah, because a cow brought napkins and wiped its own ass.
You know what? You know what? It's kind of green. I bet you somebody was celebrating St. Patrick's Day and had a bunch of green beer.
That could have been here from the week before. That's a Janela
shit.
I'm
pretty
sure
somebody would have noticed shit on the house before a week.
Who am I sending this to right now?
Everybody.
send it to me.
All, including all of your relatives. And
so now I can just show everybody. Hey, somebody shit on my friend's house. Not really. Okay, so your hybrid Perkins shit story. This is gross because the pure stench was just.
Oh, God, it was disgusting.
Overwhelming.
Me and you were there, right, Jay? When Perkins that time? Okay. Who else was with us?
I was there.
Jamie, you want the mic so you can tell the fucking story? Because I suck.
You know, Jiggy Jen described our show as shit, tits, and five o'clits. And
I'm okay
I believe
with that.
It every week.
That can be today's fucking show.
title. Shit. Anyway, we're at Perkins enjoying our meal, and I think I went to get up to use the bathroom, just as like this disgusting 320-pound half a retard woman got up out of her seat to leave, and she shit her pants in my face. Like I was turning to like walk in her direction as she was getting out. Her asshole was inches from my face, and I heard her fart, and I heard the, and I knew she shit her pants, right? And the people that were like her caretakers knew she shit her pants too, so they rushed her out of the place. It fucking the whole entire restaurant stunk like shit, and like people laughed. They cleared it out, and they were like, it was just us basically in the restaurant. And
you guys maintained it.
I almost couldn't eat.
We're gonna hold the fort down. I want my pancakes.
We can gut it out.
I almost couldn't eat. But almost. But luckily, when we went to pay the bill, the manager was like, yeah, how was everything? You know, he knew what I was going to. So I just said, shitty.
Nice.
So he gave us some money off the bill, but ugh, I hate retards that shit themselves.
Were her caretakers black?
So you hate all retards?
Basically.
And on the bill, I actually said shit discount. They actually have a button for that. That's how often it happens there.
Yeah. But, oh, God, who shits themselves like
Perkins
that?
Perkins is delicious, but I can see why that woman shit herself.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure everyone's had that moment where you go to fart and all of a sudden just, you know, like,
oh, it just happened to me a couple weeks ago.
It's called Gambled and Lost.
Oh, yeah. It happened to me yesterday.
I call it Walking the Line.
Yeah. Walking
I had one of those recently. It was very close. Very, very close.
As soon as you feel that little burning, you're like, oh, no.
Not like burning, but like
squishiness.
Yeah, you're like, oh. Almost crossed the line of scrimmage there. And
offsides
exactly. And and you really gotta have the ass muscle sphincter control to get that back in there.
See, now that I have lost over the past 4 years.
No,
I've lost my I have to start doing the Kegel exercises.
Oh, God.
That pregnant women do.
Oh, to strengthen your pussy?
Yeah, not my pussy.
His man pussy.
His man pussy.
My mussy. Because, I literally, my sphincter is, like, weakened.
Mousy.
I don't hold anything in.
That's awful.
If I have to go, I just run.
And it just
and
falls
it just
out.
Falls out. So I can't hold anything
drop.
In.
It's like an amusement park ride. Like
That's why you can't wear shorts.
Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly.
It actually legs are going to look Fudgy like Christina Aguilera's.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, it's like that. It's like fucking Splash Mountain.
Oh!
I was at a buddy of mine's house yesterday, and we're sitting on...
Yeah, Brer Rabbit coming out of my ass. Oh. Anyway, go ahead.
We're sitting in the room, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I got to fart. I'm going to try to get some because I'm in the middle of telling a story. So I just... But then right behind it, it's just a... I'm like, oh, shit. But I don't want to stop because I'm telling the story, but I know my fucking ass cheeks are ready to open. So I had to, like, plan the route. Okay, I'm just going to get out of this, all the way around the door, and plan.
See, I plan the route beforehand. I always make sure there's a free bathroom.
And then
just in case.
I go, boom, I'm fine. And then I come out and go, whew, dude, I thought I just almost shit myself. One of my buddies goes, oh, my God, I shit myself yesterday. He said I went to fart. Next thing you know, there's a turtle head poking out of me, and I could feel it, and I ran to the bathroom.
And then you all made love.
Nope, then we just pooed in a circle.
Like gentlemen.
Speaking of asses, I know someone who is a nurse, and she told me a disturbing story that a guy came into the ER recently, like a couple days ago.
Great. Now he's listening to the story, and now we're violating HIPAA.
Who had something stuck up his ass. Let's just go around and see if anyone can guess what this guy had stuck up his ass.
Can we at least get a category? Is it like a household item?
It is a food.
Food.
It is a food.
Food.
And it was stuck there to a point where we had to go to the hospital. Kevin, what do you think?
I feel like it's gonna be somewhere in the vegetable family, vegetable fruit. I'm going with carrot.
Carrot? Sean?
I don't want to go with like the stereotypical banana or cucumber.
Bananas are too soft for an asshole.
Yeah, you can just squeeze that right out.
Derek's right up top.
Banana can move around in my asshole.
Wow.
You
gotta
fucking
do some more of those slut. You gotta do more of those fecal exercises.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a potato.
Potato. Steve?
I'm going to go, was he black? Going watermelon.
Don't know.
He was just taking it home.
He was trying to smuggle it back to his family. Okay, now, in all reality, pepperoni, a whole stick.
Wow.
A whole stick of pepperoni. I'm going to go with a pineapple.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Hitler and Little Nicky.
Loved it.
Well, you're all wrong. I'll give you a half a point because it was actually an apple.
Okay.
A Granny Smith.
Ooh, green one. Green
apple.
One. Green.
Was like stuck up this guy's ass.
Those are good for baking. Did he at least try to set it so the stem was to the hole for easy removal?
I don't think so. But what happened was, basically, my friend who works at the hospital was about to leave, and they had to tell her, no, you have to stick around because you have the smallest hands.
Ah, no.
She had to stick her hand up this guy's ass, and she could grab the apple.
What?
She could grab the apple, but with her fingers going around the apple,
she couldn't get it out.
So they had to go in and cut the apple up into pieces.
Was this guy jerking off happening? Because I would.
Don't know.
This is like Homer Simpson with his hand around the soda can in the soda machine.
And it won't come out.
And he won't go, can't get the soda. Did you let go of it?
No.
So she cut it. She or whoever, when it got in there, cut up the apple to little pieces so that they could get in there and get some leverage and pull the apple out.
So there'd be no myth.
And she showed me a picture of the apple.
Why do you have that picture?
The apple post?
I do not. I'm gonna ask her if she can send it.
Send it.
And it was all. It was on like the little medical tray, and it was an apple all cut up, and there was a lot of red. And I said, I'm assuming it wasn't a red apple. And she said, no, it was a Granny Smith, which are like bright green.
Well, at least it wasn't got a good red taste. Delicious.
And they're sour. I love those.
Green apples are so much better.
My favorite apple.
Like if you're gonna shove an apple up your head, at least get like a jazz apple or something small.
A jazz apple.
Green apples are great for everything other than sodomy.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Pretty sure green apples cure cancer.
Now he really can have the green apple splatters.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Ding, ding.
Maybe that's the guy that shit on your house.
Oh, my God. He's like, I got a little lift.
Bah. Applesauce.
Is there any napkins in the glove compartment? I'm going to duck behind that house over there.
I'm pretty sure I just laughed into my beer bottle when I meant to laugh into the microphone.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Stefan, give me some napkins.
Fuck off. Now you make fun of gays.
Yes.
How dare you?
Oh, fair enough.
And me at the same time.
Well, same thing.
Faggots.
So that's my story.
Hard F.
That's gay, dog.
That's super gay.
Anyone else got any shit stories? No. Getting out of the way.
Yeah.
I went to an art show last night.
Who gives a shit?
At a local bar, and the shitter.
Local bar.
Didn't have a door.
And just like prison.
And some guy is like,
or
dude,
high school.
I have to. It's him and his buddy coming to the bathroom. Buddy's peeing. Guy goes to the fucking stall and goes, bro, there's no door. So what? Just take a piss. I got to poo. Where is the poo?
I got to poo?
He goes, I got to poo. What do I do? He goes, just go. No one's going to, you know.
I got a dookie.
And he just goes, in this voice, I'm washing hands. He's in the stall. He just goes, can you stand in front?
I was going to suggest that, yeah.
Next thing, friend walks out.
Girls.
Spotter. You spot me? That's the word. I don't know what I would do. Don't know what I would do.
I would just fire it out. Who cares?
Launch that fudge missile.
Ooh.
Let it go.
Fudge missile.
Yeah.
Let that apple out.
Shoot that apple.
And just a little side story. A vodka and Sprite in a solo cup yesterday cost me... $10.
And this was in Union Beach.
It's because you went to a fucking midget bowling contest.
Oh, and there was midget bowling.
Wait, like midgets were bowling or they were throwing midgets?
They were throwing a midget.
Can you send me that picture so I can post it on the site?
Thank you.
I actually think the idea, I mean, it's funny to bowl a midget at something, but I think the idea of just midgets throwing human sized bowling balls is hilarious.
Midgets
and not those little ones that kids use?
No, like, so just show me the picture. It's just a really oily midget.
Like, I didn't believe, I asked Sean if he was wearing a helmet, and I didn't believe that he wasn't. But then he showed me the picture, and the guy's not wearing a fucking helmet.
These guys
are smart.
Were they going into real bowling pins?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Because those things are pretty hefty.
No, they're real bowling pins.
It's a slip and slide. They'll go down easy.
I think their skulls are thicker, though.
Oh, true.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Get those big.
You know how much, I found out how much they paid this guy. Take a guess.
$15.
$60.
Derek?
I'm going to honestly guess like $1,200.
Steve?
I'm going $2,000.
$600 for 1 hour.
That's not bad.
Damn. I mean, if I was a midget, I'd get oiled up now, and just fucking throw down for $600.
Was he like, were guys shoving in their fingers in his asshole to grip him?
were they plugging his ass with Granny Smith apples? No.
How did they toss him? What was the technique?
Oh.
That wasn't a sound effect. That was good.
That was good. I like that.
Record that.
I was like, wow, Derek, that's really good. Okay, anyway. So me and you were standing face-to-face with a little space in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Insert.
Yeah, I'm following you.
Insert mutant.
I grab an ankle. I grab a wrist. You grab an ankle. You grab a wrist. Everyone swings them. We swing them back, okay. And everyone goes, 1, 2, 3, and you throw them. And then someone like lubed them up in KY.
Who wants to pull together $600?
I'll fucking throw it.
We could probably
shit.
Get an alley going.
I
down
had
here.
I had a hard enough time getting $200 out of you fuckers for the shirts.
Hmm.
That's true. You want me to blow you?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah. Shit.
Well, yeah, you're the only one that didn't pay.
What do I owe you?
Whoa.
I don't know.
Let's put it out there.
Because I think we divvied it up before you even did the show again. So.
So that's I'm grandfathered like out of it. So.
Yes and
out
no.
of it.
I've been sitting in a goddamn wood chair for 6 months, and all of a sudden today we can move the damn couch, and I had to fucking pay.
Get some new stickers made, and Kevin can get them.
Yeah, you can pay for the next round of stickers.
Fair
How's
enough.
That?
Let's shake on it.
That's on fucking Ustream.
Yeah, we got that.
Oh, you want? I got a many. I got many pictures of.
Did, I'm did sure
you,
people want to see it?
Did you post the Green Apple Splatters?
Oh yeah.
Did
yeah.
you? I didn't see it.
No, I saw him write in the chat the, that he posted it,
oh,
the and then okay. I immediately saw people write ew.
Something more importantly, they're talking about breasts in the chat, so I just want to divert conversation
well,
from shit to tits.
Shit, tits, and fivoclits. Yeah. So let's get
the
into
the fivoclits are coming up, but I think it's time to segue so to the tits.
What are they talking about? Because I'm really bad at.
They're talking about cup sizes.
Cup sizes?
Yeah, that's all.
What do you think my cup size is, Matt?
Let's see.
Push me I think together. I got a solid B.
No, I'm going with a fucking straight up fucking low C.
Low
yeah?
C?
Yeah.
Wasn't low C Kid Rock's midget?
C low?
Joe C.
Didn't he shit himself and die?
I hear he's 3'9" with a 10-foot dick.
Okay, sort of.
Yeah. That's what the song said. Don't blame yeah. me. I really wish
what, nobody would've... actually has a story about tits? We just want to talk about them?
Nah, well, yeah.
I love them.
Yeah, I love them too.
42D. That's like what to, Derek's cup size is. There's.
I like to put my face on them.
42D, Derek. Can we hang out? Let's go swimming together.
I don't think I've ever seen 42D.
I think
in real
Sean
life.
Has a weird man crush on me.
Little bit.
Yeah, he's always
42D is pretty.
I still laugh at the fact that you were like crying that I missed your match.
I was so disappointed.
And like you were so happy when you accidentally got my phone number, and then started sending me shit pics every day.
Yeah. Wow. All right, asshole. You're out of my phone. Douche.
You saw my match.
I did.
That's great.
I wouldn't miss your match for the
you're
world.
You're a great
Derek's
man.
Derek's like a 64.
Even though you didn't even know who I was.
Are we talking about wrestling?
Until after
no,
the match.
No, no. See, I knew you, but I didn't recognize you because something, I don't know what it was, but something was different about you than
yeah, he wasn't
I
on a toilet.
I've never seen him on a toilet, dude.
I have.
Dude, that's just fucked up. Anyway.
Me, I knew who he was. He had a glowing light around him. I'm like, Derek's here.
There he is. Anyway, I'm just going to put this out there. Speaking of big tits, I did... almost fuck a girl with massive tits, but I've
like to note that Kevin's girlfriend is not here today.
She's not here,
which is why we're getting this story.
But she is in the chat room.
She starts texting him saying, "What the hell?"
Shit, she is in the chat room. but I've had this ongoing thing in my life when it comes to chicks and just them ending up having bad breath, like really foul bad breath.
Well, that's because they don't talk out of their pussy. Get it like
that's a good one, Sean.
Sorry, go ahead.
So hot girl, big tits.
No, she wasn't hot at all.
Oh, okay.
Wait, do I know her?
So no. big tits.
No, Jamie probably knows her.
Oh boy,
Jamie has big tits.
Yeah, they're in a big tit.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we all of us have microphones.
There's five hot mics here.
It was far enough that nobody could hear. Okay. I swear.
Hurry up! Can we get on with this? I really got to pee. I want to hear the story though.
Bottom line is she stank and it ruined everything.
Oh.
Damn.
Ugh.
So they're asking what her favorite bra size is.
Our favorite bra size?
What's your favorite, Derek?
I don't know, 36
who gives
double
a
D?
Whoa. Delicious. That's what I'm like.
Double D
delicious.
What's the favorite bra size?
Who the hell is like,
favorite
bra
you
size?
Know what, though? Honestly, it depends on the person.
Really?
Well,
personality.
Yes.
Love
not
match.
Just that, but like, you know, if you have a little tiny, itsy bitsy skinny thing with big, huge melons,
it's awesome.
Just,
I love it.
It's
perfect.
Just proportionate.
And that's
it can
awesome.
Look
right?
Odd.
I think the bigger, the better. Bigger, the better.
You know what? I'm going to go with you, but okay, I'm going to go back on this.
Okay.
A little person with a smaller
a midget?
Size.
Like a midget?
They could look bigger and look
sure.
Nice. Yeah. It's like a little tiny person with full C's.
I can't hold it.
They can, wow.
Go ahead, just throw it down again. It's still.
So Sean's favorite anyway. Size is infinite.
Infinite.
Just whatever, the, you know, whatever.
Just the infinity size.
You make the infinity bra, you know.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I'll go ahead and say that my favorite size is future osteoporosis.
Yes.
I like a back problem.
Yes. Painfully. Yeah.
Scoliosis. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite.
I like,
size.
Yes.
All right.
Fully covered.
As long as they're not down to the knees, you know.
Fully covered breast reduction size. Like,
that's the thing. There's nothing worse than seeing like a nice, you know, set in a brassiere. And then when the brassiere comes off, they just
oh
pour on.
My God.
And they're like all over the place. Yeah. And you feel like, you know, you're
just
kind of
like rolled out.
And Jamie's saying, that's me.
That's Derek?
It's really a bait and switch.
Oh, sorry. Why are you sitting there pointing? I don't know.
It's a total bait and switch.
Jiggy Jen tonight. Well, as soon as we start talking about breasts, here she is.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
So, well, at least we learned that Jamie has flapjacks.
Okay.
Oh.
Your words, not mine.
Well, did you see the answer that I like?
What's that?
I put it in the chat room. I need to taste them first, and then I can give you a good answer.
If they taste like ham, then they're for me.
Hey, you know what would be great really is if you said that on a microphone before you put it in the chat.
Yeah. I blew it. All over them big fat teeth.
Yes. Well, I don't have any breast stories, but I have a story about this girl right here.
She's a bit of a chesty dame.
Ooh, what's up, bitch? Don't tell me she has a penis, because she's fucking sexy.
It looks like she has a great personality.
I don't care. I'd suck it.
Mm-hmm.
She has no legs?
She was entered in... Let me try
again. Oh, there they are.
And I will post this in the chat.
Man, look at her quads.
I understand people download this. But
you know what? If she bent over and a dick came out of her ass, I'd probably lick its tip.
Out of her ass.
Well, she was...
entered in best looking post-op tranny.
Entered in Miss Universe for Canada.
Okay.
But she was yanked. And it's no mystery why. Because of what you guys are saying, she
Ooh.
Was born a man.
What?
That thar be a dude.
No.
Wait.
Miss Universe Canada.
Jamie's all pissed now.
Jenna Talakova is a real girl. Well, that doesn't mean that they will let her in a beauty pageant. A native of Vancouver will not be competing in this year's Miss Universe Canada pageant. Oh, it's just Miss Universe Canada. How can it be Miss
so it's
Universe
just Miss Canada?
Canada? Yeah.
Oh, it's
well,
like,
I think Miss Universe has a different, like, Miss Universe is a different type of competition than, like, Miss America,
well,
Miss USA.
Until Jupiter is represented, yeah. I don't.
No, like, Universe, I think, applies, like, some kind of fitness. Not just, like, you don't have to just be a hot girl who looks good in a bikini. You actually have to be, like, a.
At first, I thought you were talking out of your ass,
but you know
now
I'm
you're starting
about.
To make sense.
You know what I'm talking about. Miss Universe means that there's, like, more than just like some hot chick from New Jersey shows up and wins.
Well, according to the director of Miss Universe Canada, the rules set by the Miss Universe franchise state that each contestant must be, quote, a naturally born female, and she is not.
Do you think her
That's prejudice.
Do you think her talent was that she can pee out of her clit?
My talent is...
that's so... you can now I see it in the cheekbones.
Yeah,
and the narrow hips and
no, the, everything minus the face is fantastic,
and the way the gut is.
All right, guys, seriously, looking at that. If she wanted to blow you, would you let her?
Yes,
I'm gonna use one of Kev's lines. Wouldn't throw her out of bed in the morning.
I think. Ayo.
I'm gonna go ahead and fucking straight up say I'd fuck her.
You might throw her
fuck
out
her
of the bed.
Bed.
Wait, you'd fuck her or she'd fuck you? What the fuck?
What happened?
Some chick just sucked my girlfriend, my wife's tits.
No,
some
girl,
chick.
The girlfriend's
some
not
chick.
Here.
Now.
What the fuck just happened? Can I watch?
There's titty sucking going on in there.
There is
the
definitely
kitchen.
A double blowy coming tonight. And I am staying at the Jack while it goes on.
Oh, shit.
Wait, that's going to blow.
Oh, man. Oh, so
What?
What? You know what's funny? Wait. Some chick just went in the bathroom. I peed and spit, so it kind of looks like semen, and I didn't flush.
So it looks like semen.
It does. I went, pfft. Well, you're a guy. You always spit in the toilet first.
You have to.
Just saying, pfft, this is mine.
Really? You do
My
that?
Toilet.
Can we get the man
she
off the
screen?
She does
have a very
now?
Prominent quadriceps.
I would fuck
I
him.
You know what I commented on?
And
it
a flat
ass. Because it's testosterone.
Yeah, because it's just a really skinny guy who is like
Oh,
on
it's probably
hormones.
A wig.
Oh,
and
man.
And probably wearing right. a wig.
Every guy listening, could you please put in the chat if you would fuck that thing?
That thing. I posted the picture in the chat.
Okay. Right.
I know.
Hurry up. Take the picture of my erection starting subside. Everyone just looked at my pants. I don't. You people
I didn't
are
look.
Fucking.
Gay. I didn't look.
You're full of shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
You
I
fucking
look.
Like. Oh, let me look.
I did not look
thing.
At your penis.
You
my
never.
Pants.
Not once.
No, I have exposed in locker rooms plenty of times, but it's just a gauge as to if mine is small or not.
Wow.
Gauge.
Gauge.
All I know is the tip of your penis, Sean, looks like the top of your shoulders. Pale. The rest
so there's no blood flow getting.
The rest of Sean's dick is brown, but the tip is pale. Like it's getting no
right
O2
like,
to it.
Is it?
No O2.
Or I blood do have flow. A pale head. Damn.
You gotta like shake it a little bit. And
why do you remember that?
Because it was burned into my fucking cornea.
This show is really knocking Sean down to size.
It is. Fuck.
Every time pale you come shoulders. Here, we give you something else to worry about.
I'm just going
to
start wearing turtlenecks here.
Show up in a sweater and turtlenecks.
Beekeeper suit.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, my God. There's fucking tits. I can, there's a chick with a dick over here, and there's...
Well, she doesn't have one anymore.
Oh. Well, then it's not even fun. Get her off the screen.
Yeah, you have a dick there.
Huh? It doesn't have one anymore. It's still a guy.
Take her off.
Yeah, well, she still has
fallopian tubes or uterus, so...
They're saying the link doesn't work.
Oh, cool.
Oh, Derek, what the Boo. Fuck? That means that they all tried to look at a transvestite.
Oh, just put her name in there. And just
yeah,
oh,
you guys are
it.
Gay for
it's
that.
Not a transvestite. Transvestite still has a penis, but dresses like a woman.
That's right.
That's a transsexual.
They also call that a crossdresser.
Oh,
well.
So that's why both of your guys' internet browser history is full of female porn.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes it's fun to watch a pre-op, fuck a post-op. All right. All right. If the chick has a penis and she's fucking a real chick, that's kind of hot.
Well, it's not
right?
a chick with
it's
a penis.
Hot.
It's just a dude.
No.
With a penis.
No.
Just a dude with a big hairy ass.
You, you sir, are a bigot.
Whoa.
Trying to find a...
How dare you judge these pretty women before they become women?
Pretty women.
What is that? Let me know if that will work. There's another picture of her.
What? Come on.
Yes, I would come between them man tits any go. Second.
I'd fuck her.
Wait.
You know
all
what?
The way. All
right, now she almost looks Asian.
Kind of looks like the mom from Step Brothers a little bit.
Yeah, just, yeah, like a younger.
A lot younger.
Just a lot younger.
Like when she was in Back
hair.
To the Future. She got the nose and like the weird eyes.
The weird eyes.
Yeah. Well, he does.
He. You are like, are you like, what's the word for it?
She's dreamy.
You have like a phobia of
what?
Trannies?
I'm not afraid of them.
You are like a tranny hater.
He does.
Tranny yeah, hater? Okay. Yeah,
wow.
Why'd you hate them?
This
you're,
is
your prejudice.
We are opening doors.
That have or aren't going to have penises is just disgusting me.
Okay. It's a valid and wonderful choice. Oh. Right?
Steve, how do you feel about trannies?
This is America.
I told you I would fuck that thing.
You're infringing on civil rights, Matt.
Derek, I didn't hear from you, though.
The other
What's
day,
would you fuck that tranny?
Not really my type of gal.
What the fuck?
Right,
are
look
you
at
gay?
That.
Really?
Dude, as long as it doesn't have a deep man voice while
I'll
I'm fucking
I'll tell you what,
it.
Though. Her face, she has a very classic, like almost like an Audrey Hepburn looking
okay,
face.
Okay, you're totally gay.
Hepburn.
Totally
lots
gay.
Of plastic surgery on the face.
Oh, good. Get out of here, Matt.
What do you mean?
I don't care about
here.
The plastic surgery on the face. I care about the plastic surgery on her voice box.
You know what I care about?
Because when I'm coming all over them tits, I don't want
to
hear,
oh, yeah,
dem
give
tits.
It to me.
Dem tits.
Come on my tits, daddy.
And you can see, like, the V going down her crotch. And you
yeah,
know
that's
what
I was saying
to.
Before. Yeah.
Yeah, Matt, this, the 50s call. They want you back.
This is basically the Hope Diamond of transsexuals, I think.
I don't get the reference.
No, no me neither. Funny. I'm lost now, so let's move
it's
on.
It's perfect in every way.
Oh, okay.
Oh, now wait. Now you are just.
Well, how about this? If I were to have sex with a transgender,
this would be the first one.
Yeah, this would be the way to go.
You know, the other day I was looking at some Tumblr porn.
You know what?
All right, guys.
Oh,
I'm trying to tell a story.
Did you guys? Did you guys like bond during the tranny fucking dispute? Now you guys feel
it's
bad for each
other? Time.
I was looking at Tumblr porn the other day and. It said like, the description was a hand job. So I was like, oh, I love hand jobs. So I click it and I think, you know, this chick's jerking off this dude. But then I look and she's humping him up the ass with a dildo at the same time. And for a very fucking, what's like, hey, Matt, give me a good word for like a split second.
Nanosecond.
For a nanosecond, I was like, wow, I'd do that. And then I just forgot.
Stimulating the prostate.
Yeah.
Don't be so suburban.
And then you just put an apple up there instead.
Oh. An apple a day keeps the proctologist away.
Yeah. Keeps the proctologist at bay.
I still think I sound muffled, by the way.
I think
I sound
headphones.
Great. Not different headphones.
You sound great. $1 million.
You do sound good.
You really? Sound like you always do.
I think there's a cholesterol around your earlobes.
I sound like I'm behind a door.
Like, if your voice was for that tranny, I'd fuck her.
Like, everyone else sounds good, but I don't.
Well, I
always Matt,
put these
you
on,
sound,
see how you sound?
You sound good.
Okay, all right.
Is this really the time to be having this conversation? Isn't this what you're supposed to do before the show starts?
No, we usually do it
wait,
afterwards.
Wait,
well, before
wait,
the show starts, everyone's
this?
Walking in the door, so we don't have time
oh,
to do
oh, bullshit. I was here half an hour early.
I was providing delicious Bud Lights.
Well, usually Derek just... Yeah, this is terrible. Usually Derek just tweaks a couple dials.
Listen to my thing.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, while they do that, Steve, you literally said for a nanosecond you would let a girl fuck you in the ass with a dildo and jerk you off.
For a nanosecond.
I'm talking.
Yeah, no, I sound good on yours.
Okay.
The other headphones suck.
Okay.
All right, good.
Can we have those buy some nice headphones.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that? I mean,
that's kind of weird.
I don't think so. Like, for a nanosecond. Then I came back to reality and said, okay, I'd never do that.
But your instinct told you yes.
I would understand how it's pleasurable.
You know if it was first, it was instinct. That means in the moment you would have said yes.
And rationale took over and said, you're not a homo.
No, it wouldn't. Yeah. No. If it was about to happen, as soon as it touched my butthole, I'd be like, no.
No, don't get me wrong. I'm all about, you know, getting a tongue
yeah,
in my
what
ass,
if it went
but...
polar bear and just plunged right in?
Oh, my God. Then I would knock her out.
Try not to do sound effects.
You
want to
come
mic.
At me?
Yeah,
I'm right here.
That was pretty loud.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah, step over these wires. Step into the big boy.
You
range.
Know Derek can't get his leg that high.
Mic. I'm going to do whatever. Okay, I'm sorry.
Jesus.
You just know Derek can't get his leg that high to hop over the real fucking wires. Unless he's got a shit.
Just
that he's clearing a fucking
Derek,
every hurdle
then
known to man.
This table's coming up.
Derek, I'm just going to let you know, to your left are 225-pound weights. You probably could be able to throw.
You
if I could pick up that 25-pound weight, I would throw right at
you.
You
could probably pick it up. Derek is like a rhino in that chair. He can get anyone in his perimeter, but outside the perimeter, he's
you're
going to
get a hernia, but you definitely could toss
bend over and shit all over you.
Just torpedo.
Yeah.
You'll look like my house.
Yes.
To get away from Derek, just run in a zigzag pattern. Never catch you. Like a crocodile.
But got zigzags?
Or just walk about 10 feet. And I'll go, meh.
It's a zigzag.
Oh, he's all the way over there.
Not worth it.
I'll get him next time.
All right, so let's go from the disturbingly hot to the disturbingly, disturbing. Remember the lady that got her face ripped off by the gorilla?
Uh-huh.
The 200-pound gorilla that this woman was keeping.
Wait, is this Jersey Shore story?
What?
200-pound gorilla?
It was a 200-pound or monkey or something or other.
Yeah.
Well, she
orangutan
got,
maybe?
She died, right?
No, she didn't die.
Too bad.
She survived. And I'll bring the picture up real quick.
Oh no. Oh, my.
Okay,
oh, no. No. No.
The lady who had, like, a face replacement, right?
Yeah. Is that Bobby Heenan above her?
Oh, shit. The weasel.
So, here she is on the left. I realize people can't see this in the chat or whatever. But
she wasn't horrible.
Yeah, nice-looking older lady.
Except for her teeth.
On the right, this is her with her new face. Full face transplant after this... monkey here.
Okay.
Oh, that monkey face is fucked up.
Bit her face off.
Wait, wait a minute. Is that the guy that got killed in Florida with the hoodie?
No.
That is you didn't.
That could be Mark Henry's
come on.
Son.
Oh no. Okay, I see who that is. Never mind.
And
that was Oprah.
This is her today, and she looks like something weird. She looks like a weird like Skrillex thing out of Saw.
If anybody's seen Vanilla Sky, that's what the fake face Tom Cruise had looked like.
Wow.
Yeah, it really does. It's all plastic. She's getting some feeling in her face.
That's good.
She's
getting feeling good. In the porcelain?
The in-between picture kind of looks like the old lady from Goonies if she wasn't old.
Yeah.
Yes. And if she was like
submerged. Owen doesn't have any friends. Throw Mama from tree.
Yes.
If she it's wet, isn't it?
Submerge her in water.
He's
like
trying to kill me.
I think overall we can say one thing, that this bitch is never going to get laid again. You never know.
Damn.
You never know.
The fuck? He fucking hits the microphone. You don't yell at him. Me, I hit the microphone.
Well, he did it on accident, and he looked very sorry about it.
You know, couldn't they get a face that actually kind of looked like...
Damn it.
I would imagine that people who are willing to have their faces donated are probably few and far between.
Now, or dead.
She
looks like she'd be in a serious horror movie.
Completely different in the other picture. Like the top one is the most recent.
Yeah.
And the other one is like after?
That's right after, right when they put the face on.
Like I would almost rather look like that.
Well, yeah, because that's when it was nice and fresh.
She's blind though, right? Like
yeah,
it ripped
blind.
Her eyeballs out.
Oh, yeah.
Those aren't real eyes.
Yeah. No, she can't see. She's getting a little bit of her smell back. Whose phone is freaking out? Technology.
It might be mine.
Whatever.
Yeah, but not really, me. Like it looks like her face is almost rejecting the transplant.
Naturally it does. Okay. I'm guessing the whole thing is that they just have to try to not have the face rejected completely.
She almost looks like that fucking thing from Saw.
Yeah.
Did you guys say that already?
Kind of.
Yeah, hi, welcome to the conversation.
Oh, fuck.
And I guess technically this was a chimp, a 200-pound chimp.
Yeah, chimp, Mark Henry's son.
Yeah, and her name is Charla Nash, if you want to look her up.
Plum
the
Charla.
Charla, Nash. Charla, C-H-A-R-L-A.
Plum Nash. In the chat room said the chimp also ate her fingers.
I'm sure it did.
Well, there goes masturbation.
Right?
Masturbation and getting laid are gone.
That's just fist yourself.
You can fist, yeah.
If only the monkey would have tore off her vagina.
Only.
Maybe he did. Oh, Steve, for a nanosecond, you can hang out with this girl.
Did they kill the chimp?
Yes, they put the chimp down.
Why?
Pretty much immediately. Because it attacked a human.
So he just released it.
He ripped her face off.
Wasn't it something like where the lady who actually owned the chimp was sitting in a car watching her friend get ripped apart by it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Kev, if you see someone getting their face ripped off by a chimp, what the fuck are you going to do?
Kev, you'd help me, right?
Exactly what people say when my puppy starts biting people. Oh, he's just playing. He's just playing.
Just roll the window down. Stop it. Hey.
Now, from...
Come here, stop it.
I can't think of
what
the word is looking for.
Shut up.
Eat shit, Derek.
Not like from a social standpoint, but like on some level, doesn't the face transplant just make the whole story worse? Doesn't it just kind of add to it? Like, okay, if she got mauled and died, okay.
How do you make the story better?
You don't.
Yeah, you do.
How?
It fucking snaps her neck, bends her over and fucks her fucking raw dog.
Okay.
And then her dead body gives birth to zombie monkey babies.
Yes.
That could be interesting.
No, I think you go one step back. He rips her face off and then just fucks the face wound.
It's the name of the show, Zombie Monkey Babies.
Zombie Monkey
Babies. Zombie Monkey Babies.
I really think that the whole face transplant thing makes the whole story like...
Walking Dead Babies.
A ridiculous.
Remember the first lady, the French lady that got the first face transplant? And the reason why she had to have a face transplant was because she was high on drugs, passed out, and her dog ate her face.
Just nibbled her face.
Just ate. I guess because she probably didn't feed the thing for weeks. And it was just like, no, I'll just eat you.
What the fuck?
You. Yeah.
I've never heard that story.
No?
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
That was like what, 6-7 years ago, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was only, what?
Two?
Four. What? I might have just been getting my permit.
How much does your dog have to hate you to see you sleeping and be like, all right.
You don't feed it for long enough, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, but it didn't go for a finger or a toe. Like, it ate the face. Like,
It's probably like, hey, you don't want to feed me? Fuck you, bitch. Ripped your face
off.
It's
not alligator. Mm. It's not going for them toes.
And his cheek. Nice.
But this one was on Oprah a couple years ago.
Yeah, with the veil over her face.
Yeah.
That was
creepy. Derek, can you tweet some of these pictures? Because the people in the chat room can't see them.
The links aren't coming up?
They don't even show up, no.
It's a famous story. I don't know how
it's
you...
It's right there.
Put
your lady's name. Let them Google it.
Of course, of all people, it's the fucking...
Click it.
Yeah, it works fine.
It's fucking Shapiro, the fucking ginger Jew.
Oh, Shapiro,
Jew.
Just click the link.
Oh, because he's got a fucking Jew computer.
A Jew computer.
Computer.
Duh. Oh, this woman pressed enter so hard.
She should just wear an executioner's mask for the rest of her life.
Seriously.
She's saying the links show up, they just can't click it. It doesn't do anything.
Just Steve, do you want to be fucking technical support here while we're on the air?
Yes, I'm a moderator here.
You know what the problem is that freak shows have been outlawed, so broads like this can't get a job.
They've been outlawed.
You know?
What the fuck is she going
to
do?
If it was still acceptable, it's the lady with no face. Ooh, $15 admission.
And then you can bowl with her.
She'd get a job as like a headhunter or something.
I'm pretty sure they just say, hey.
What you do is you try to
take a picture of your ugly fucking face. Here's $15 million.
It's not just ugly.
You put her in a circus and then you bowl her down an alleyway and try to break her porcelain face.
Nice.
On a fucking tree.
Holy shit.
It's one thing to be naturally ugly, like, oh, wow, that broad's fucking fugly. This woman is just fucked up.
Tell me she wouldn't be a draw with no face at a freak show.
Just a blank?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if she just had holes where her eyeballs were, a little slit where her mouth was, and then...
I would just say, like, Madonna, like, the blank, just, you know, just straight up, no face whatsoever.
She's got to have somewhere to breathe from, though.
Well,
yeah, it breathes out of...
And the skull naturally has eye holes.
Probably breathes out of the trach, yeah.
Yeah, get a trach going, wear a turtleneck so you can't see it.
You know what? If you could also send her into prostitution, you could play a little three-hole Monty with her face. Eyeballs, mouth, boom.
Or just, picture her. Just give her to the guy with like a set of Sharpie markers. You draw whatever you want on there.
That's true. She's like the washer bear, where you just draw whatever you want on it, put it in the dryer.
Put her in the wash when you're done.
Like a Wooly Willy.
I always wanted to style eyebrows.
Just use the dry erase markers.
Why did you make her eyebrows look so confused all the time?
Derek, I can picture if you got mold and your face fell off, which I wish it would happen, you would throw on a fucking Darth Vader mask.
Oh, definitely.
That's how you would walk around.
See, now that would make sense, though.
Yeah.
You would hear Derek breathing just...
You can hear me breathing already.
It's already like that.
Takes the mask off and just goes... That's just how I breathe now.
It gets worse when I take it off.
You can hear Derek breathing, but that's just the fucking boneless wings going down his throat.
Boneless wings.
It's funny because I'm fat.
You fucking pigs.
I think you look great, Derek.
You're beautiful.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for biting off my comment, Kev. Dick. I said first, Derek.
I'd eat that Kool-Aid ass.
Hammy.
I wouldn't. I would not. Wow. I'm just uncomfortable. We got trainees and bitches with no face and fucking
I'm horny.
Walking monkey zombie babies.
I'm horny.
Yeah, what are we doing?
You slap on the 42 double Ds, I'm in there.
This is a ridiculous shit. Show.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, ridiculous show.
Oh, yeah.
The guys are hanging out.
Love them.
We do.
I really have to pee again.
We do have quite a few people in the chat tonight. I'm
Hold on. I just thought of this, right? Is a new face covered in your insurance?
I would imagine.
If you get pummeled by a fucking gorilla, probably.
I think that the face transplant procedure is still so new and so, like, risky that I'm sure it's all...
We're gonna
try this out on you. It may work. It may not work. You're fucked either way. So,
I mean, you know,
how would you feel if you walked into the you're the patient. The doctor walks in and he goes, "Oh, good. What was her name?
I don't know.
Cunt.
Oh, hi.
Faceless cunt.
Monkey bait.
Oh, hi, I'm
Melissa
for
Blank.
Faceless cunt. Oh my God.
Chimp Chow face.
Chimp Chow.
He's just having a conversation with her. You ever see the movie Congo? Did not go like your situation.
You know why they should just euthanize her? Because she probably can't get blowjobs no more. Euthanize.
I would like to just see this chick and just be like, remember when you could smile? Yeah. That's probably sweet, right?
Remember when you used to suck
Well, now
her
she
dick?
Can kind of smile, like the corner of her mouth goes
a little
out.
Bit. Little
oh, so she's got a little Jim Ross going
little
on.
Yeah. Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Wait, so she can't see, she can't, can she talk?
Yeah, she can talk.
Jiggy Jen said if she needed a new face, she'd go with the Mila Kunis.
I was going to say,
that'd be a vast improvement.
Mila Kunis. I was in Long Island. About or on Long Island, it's in. It's
Where is
an
that?
Island.
Where in Long on Long Island?
He basically covered
Deer
the whole
Park?
State.
Rockaway.
Oh, I don't know where that is. I know Bethpage. Is that anywhere near
Bethpage?
Foreign
reference.
Bethpage. Anywhere? Is that anywhere near Bethpage?
It could be. No.
That was the original birthing spot of me.
I saw a girl, a very drunk girl, in a diner parking lot who looked like Mila Kunis, only hotter.
Oh. I thought you were gonna say she looked like the faceless woman.
Well, no.
Did you just say hotter than Mila Kunis?
Hotter.
You're a blasphemer.
She's this girl.
You,
was,
sir, are a blasphemer.
Blasphemer.
And she
Let's
was
stone him.
So drunk nice. And so wasted.
That you could have gotten with her.
It's possible. And she and her friends were totally fucking with me and my friends. We were coming out of the diner, and they parked so close to our car that we couldn't open
that
the driver's
That she could have jerked
side.
You off from the separate car.
And then panties flew out of the car.
Really?
What the fuck, man?
And then the one...
They were just looking for a raping, weren't they?
They were
just...
They're asking
they're,
for it,
Well,
dude.
They were asking for a free
rape.
Meal,
rape.
Like almost literally.
Rape.
And then one girl gets out
the
of
the meal was your
seat.
Dick.
She apologizes to me and says, my sister is really horny.
Wow.
I was like, okay. I'm like, they're like underage drinking and we're
okay.
Like, we got
to Wait.
So Jesus came down and gave you a gift. And you know what you did to Jesus? You spit in his face.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what though? There's
Wait. I got to clarify. Underage drinking is under 21 or like underage, like we're 16, she's 17,
they
she's got her license.
Well, they were just barely able to drive and they were wasted.
Wasn't at least age of consent.
So
they
well,
barely had Bush.
So here's what you do next time. You text one of us because we'll be there in fucking 2 minutes.
That's and we would impressive. Lay her out and fuck the shit out of her.
I would ether rag this bitch in a second.
Matt, I'd let you jerk off while I fucked her.
I would just ask her if it smelled like chloroform and then just have my way.
Chloroform.
It's my cloth
for you, giant Gonzalez.
I'd be like, Matt, block her view with your giant gut, and I'm going to fucking crack her
That's
skull.
Chloroform. I can smell that from here.
Chloroform, I'm dead too.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, yeah.
Did it. My God. I found a picture of some girl. No. It was from one of those dating sites, and she has a tattoo on her arm.
Don't even say
of
it.
The Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Get
it's
out of
on
here.
My work computer. I'm gonna.
And how
it
much
to
does
you.
She weigh?
She looks like she might be a big girl.
Half a ton.
Big girl.
600 pound goth chick.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's she, awesome.
But yeah, she is has like a portrait of like old school Macho Man on her arm. Big.
Let
too.
Me tell you something.
Next week, I think we are not doing a show.
Oh
Get
no!
Get the fuck out of here!
Boo!
Well, next week is
we might do a show.
WrestleMania.
Which would be the end of our perfect streak since January.
Oh, wow. Two streaks could come to an end on yes. April 1st.
Oh, what? You fucking
Why
tool.
Aren't we doing a show?
Shut up.
Well, Matt is going to be at WrestleMania.
Homo.
I'm not going to be at WrestleMania.
Matt's wrestling at WrestleMania.
Although my friend will be at WrestleMania.
Oh, I thought you were actually going. Oh, you're just watching it? Yeah. Willie Lubitz? Okay.
Willie Lubitz.
And Steve is doing a show.
Yeah, I'm on that show too.
And you're doing, which is kind of weird that you guys are doing a show on WrestleMania.
It's yeah, like
a pre-show. Wouldn't that kind of kill
a
the
smart
draw?
Promoter wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But the guy we're dealing with.
There's nothing going on, right?
All
right.
Yeah.
It's just WrestleMania. We'll get done before the show starts.
He was trying to set something up where people could come to a show and then watch WrestleMania at the venue, but it didn't work out.
Yeah, I don't think
so. Then he tried to set something up with a restaurant that might have been playing it, and then that didn't work out. So now he's just advertising the show as being done early enough that you can get home for WrestleMania.
Wait, wait, all this stuff is not working out. Are the wrestlers at least working out?
Have you been there?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Where is this?
This is in Delaware.
Functified.
Right?
Oh boy.
Look at Steve's reaction. Too loud.
Like, what the hell was Steve, that? Can you just stop talking?
I think we can pull off a show.
Huh?
I think we can pull off a show.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so too.
I'll be here for like 25 minutes.
You'll be what?
I'll be here for like 25 minutes.
Oh, all right.
I think we should try to do a show. We'll shoot
you
a text.
5 to 7. Is that possible?
No, we could do it earlier.
Wait, during WrestleMania?
Well, I mean, it's depending on whenever Steve and I can get. Oh, by the way, I got to talk to you.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You guys.
Oh, we can't do an early show because Steve's.
You guys aren't going to be here.
Whenever we can get back.
Oh, like, yeah.
I mean, can we throw it? We all throw down a few bucks. Throw it on in here. We can have it on as we talk. Why not?
Could
right?
be possible. We might be able to convince Matt to stay here instead.
Yeah, pussy.
No. Well, we don't want Will.
Fucking dick.
Come at me, bro.
We don't Will to cry.
Well, who needs him? Get out of here.
Get out of here, man.
Leave now, in fact. Right.
The guy cries when he changes.
Don't even use the front door.
The guy cries when he changes theme music. I can imagine if he'd stand him up for WrestleMania.
I got it. Which WrestleMania did I go last year? I went to your house, Steve?
I don't know.
I think it was last year.
When I lived in Highlands or some
hey,
shit.
Matt,
I was going to go to his house, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to Steve's. You want to come? He's like, no.
You stay here. Fake belts.
I wanted to go to my boss's house because he did offer in the beginning of the year.
Does his brother wear the fake belts during WrestleMania?
Probably. I don't pay attention.
We talking about the West?
God.
What? The West?
Who's that?
Wild Wild West.
What?
No,
I missed that.
Then I'm off.
Anyway, my boss offered to have a WrestleMania at his house because my what? My boss
resigns.
That's what I was.
Yes, that's what we're
West.
Oh,
yes. West.
I didn't even know this.
I don't get the whole West thing. I guess I'll have to explain to you.
No, the last name. The last name
is Westberg.
It is. Oh. What is it?
Oh. Kev, just going to take your headphones off.
You have
to remember.
Doesn't mean everything fucking stops.
I didn't say loud enough, though.
I heard it.
My boss.
Your mother heard it.
Has a 135-inch projector screen.
Jesus Christ.
In his basement.
Your boss needs to get out more.
He gets out a lot, actually.
Oh, he's gay.
Sorry.
Anyway. What's one case?
Okay, so maybe we'll do a show. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh.
Unless you were really looking forward to not doing a show, Derek.
Oh, shit. Your wife is going to be so pissed.
You just went to the extreme limits to show your testicles.
Run. Lock the door.
I want to make it clear.
What
Steve decided to flash his testicles to us. And as he was withdrawing his testicles, he knocked over some sort of candelabra.
Candelabra.
Wait, watch this. You think he's just peeing?
Probably.
And the candle holders and candles went flying all over the floor.
There's candles everywhere. It's madness.
It's madness.
Candle slobber.
One step beyond. And now
that 2/5 of the show isn't on mic, I think it's a good time to take a break.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Clutch, I'm going to play these promos, but I didn't get to listen to them, so I don't know what they're going to sound like. Mm. And Clutch has entered the room.
Womp
okay,
womp.
We're going to take a break.
Wait.
What?
No, wait. Don't wait. Break. No. We'll talk about it later.
Okay, we need to...
Shapiro's asking me where I work. I work for a guy who sells fiber optic cables. He makes a good amount of money.
Okay, Sean wants to do some kind of pressed fruit bowl to Steve. No? The goat?
You know, as you were adjusting your penis, your triceps look great. You know what happened last time you did this, Sean? Steve's daughters came down and saw you.
That's true. There are children upstairs, Mr.
Sean's just butt naked right now waiting for Steve to...
You should no. Don't even expose your penis. Just open up your asshole for him. This is happening. Well, that was rather anticlimactic.
Yeah, it was. Steve just looked at him and went, yum.
Yeah, he knocked over a menorah.
All right, now we're going to take a break.
1, 2, 3, break.
It's JD and D-Pro from the Courtesy Flush Podcast. Every other Monday, live at 8 o'clock on CWERadio.com. Here at the Courtesy Flush, we're like family. And like any family, there's always lots of love to go around.
So fucking interrupt me and ask me to say it again. You fucking tool. You're such a fucking tool. Ew, gross, pussy. How does he have kids? Did you do her? Somebody did her and it wasn't him.
And sex is discussed openly, of course, taken as a serious subject it is.
I took out my dick and I, like, knocked on the door a little bit. I actually took out my dick, kind of put it around her ass. Yeah, I was knocking on the door. And then, you know, she let me in.
Above all, we support each other through thick and thin.
Do you happen to think that your sperm, just due to all your past pot use, they just got a little lazy and decided to order a pizza on their way to the ovary?
Fuck this, man.
Yeah, you smoke so much pot, the baby's going to come out with a bag of Funyuns.
So come on into the chat room when we're on live. The Courtesy Flush Podcast, every other Monday, live at 8 p.m. Eastern on CWERadio.com. Courtesy Flush Podcast, there's a free cure for everybody.
And we're back. That's right, faggots, get your headphones on.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the matter? Nobody likes Toto all of a sudden? I used to DJ weddings, so I have a lot of really awful music on my computer. Should we just take another break?
Yeah, just let them go.
Yeah, we're just going to let them chit-chat.
Yeah. Welcome. Dun, dun, dun. Maybe when they're ready, you know.
Do you guys know this guy? He was a wrestler. He was in ECW. Rick Savage.
No idea.
Yeah. We're on, by the way. So put your headphones on and talk into the mic.
Hey, Sean, Jen Rick said Savage. She missed you, so you should pull him up, but she didn't see you pull him down.
There were a lot.
So she wants to see you pull your pants down.
Rick Savage, he was also known as...
Chad Austin, Donnie Allen.
No, what are they?
Wall Street Bully. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, there were a lot of guys in ECW who were like there for a week.
Yeah. Rick Rage, they changed his name to in ECW. No.
Was it JC?
He might
JC?
Have never been on TV. No.
Well, anyway, this guy, he
Why
now...
Is Jamie just standing behind
me? Yeah, she's making me nervous, and I'm not even over there.
We're talking about Rick Rage.
Yes.
Mac is all nervous because he's big.
Well, anyway, this guy...
pants.
He has a show now where he goes through people's outhouses.
Oh.
Like TV show, YouTube
yeah, like a TV show.
Show.
It's going to be on Spike TV. If you have an outhouse, there's a former pro wrestler who'd love to rummage through it.
What is going on?
He's heavy metal Rick Savage.
Heavy metal. Oh.
Oh.
Once you add the heavy metal moniker.
Got it.
Yeah.
It says he was one of the better known pro wrestlers in the sport.
No.
No.
What?
Not at all.
Don't think so.
No.
Hello, I'm sitting right here.
Retiring 15 years ago, he has gone from being heavy metal to doing what many men do in retirement, walking around with a metal detector. And apparently this
heavy
guy
metal.
Goes to old
light metal.
He goes through like old outhouses because there's apparently antiquities and all kinds of rare stuff in there people used to just throw shit in there back in the day. So I guess you find like
literally throw shit.
Do you know
there.
What those antiquities are and those, you know, things? Poop. Dump.
Well, yeah. Could
that
be.
That moon shape cut out in the door? Is that an antiquity?
So this is where reality TV has come to, where we're going to be watching a former pro wrestler dig through centuries old shit looking for, like, you know, an old Coke bottle or something that he can sell.
I think I'm all set on that. I'm good.
You're good? You're not going
to
watch?
No.
We're going to take you to Tuscaloosa, Alabama in this outhouse where there's some sweet shit in this shit. Sweet shit.
What he I just like? Got to peel some of that old turds off.
Old bottles, jewelries, and coins he would find in these
see this coin?
Outhouses.
We just wash the shit off it, and it's worth like $60.
What I like about this is it says that he's a well-known wrestler. I don't even know what he looks like. I just know the name.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
From the heavy metal.
That's it.
If he retired 15 years ago.
That's him there.
Who is yeah, no, not at all.
Oh, it's 911. No, it's not 911.
That looks like the guy that runs a pizza place. Around
is that this guy?
Is that Pitbull number
wrestler.
One?
He looks like he's gay.
Is that Mike Knox?
No.
I found this in the toilet.
It looks like cauliflower.
Between 91 and 97. I only know the name, but I've never seen him.
Yeah, yeah, he's a nobody.
Kev.
Apparently he's a nobody. He's going through people's old shitters.
Hold on.
Looking for jewelry.
How drunk are you right now? What? Like, you know when you drink too much and your face gets hot? Yeah. Your leg is touching my leg, and it's incredibly like warm. Oh, my God. Guy.
He just, you know, he takes a lot of fucking
thermogenics.
I do.
He has a lot of lower body.
I'm loaded on uppers. Oh. I'm flying right now. I'm not even on this fucking planet.
Whoa.
And Kev smokes crack.
A miles away.
Anyway, this guy looks like a piece of shit.
Yeah, basically.
I can do push-ups right now.
Oh, remember Svetka pumps?
Let's talk about this fat guy, though.
Okay, come on.
Let's hear him
talk. Let's talk about 911. One-man gang. Here we go. All
right, let's do this video.
The one-man gang.
Okay, many people associate metal detectors with old guys walking in Bermuda shorts along the beach, but it's a hobby
also
of
for
people
fat guys.
Of all ages and all sizes, including famed wrestler Rick Savage, the host of the new Spike TV show. Oh, thank you. That's a quarter for me. Host of the new Spike TV show, American Digger, debuting March 21st on the Spike TV. So, now, how long have you been metal detecting?
I've been metal detecting.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
10 years. 10 years. How'd you get into it?
You know, ooh,
I'm a failed wrestler.
I bought a metal detector and I used it.
There was an eBay auction for a metal detector.
Gettysburg, Manassas, you know, Vicksburg.
Manassas, he's in Long Island.
I've been a history buff. I got my first artifact at Appomattox artifact. Courthouse Visitor Center. It was a Civil War bullet, which I still have in my collection.
This guy is boring as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, detect that.
I hope the fucking plane hits him.
You just see
that
plane story
after
this.
That red roof building in the back, just sees a plane crash right into it. Yeah.
What a professional broadcast. There's an airplane going over. Is that what's airing on Spike?
I hope not.
Is the guy having to pause because there's a fucking airplane flying over?
All right, we can forget about this guy because I got a plane story that's going to top this whole thing.
A plane story as in it's very basic?
It's kind of plain. No. This is a story that my boss never told me, and I'm very surprised. We were going to Morristown yesterday, and we had this guy with us that used to hang out with him back in the day, like 10, 15 years ago.
Water?
I'm just going to wait to tell my story when people are actually listening.
Oh, what do you want, Matt?
I was ordering a water.
Okay, Matt. We're all ready. Anyway, so about 10 years ago, maybe a little more, they're on a road trip. Driving past the airport on I-95. And a FedEx plane, 747 size, is coming towards the runway for a landing. Hits the runway a little funny, bounces up,
and explodes.
The plane blew up?
The plane, not just like, it wasn't just like an engine blew and like it skidded on. It blew up into flames and tumbled down the runway like a metal tumbleweed on fire.
Now wow. I know why I didn't get my package.
Fuck. And my boss said that his immediate reaction was, oh my God, they're all dead. Yeah. They're all dead. They didn't realize it was a FedEx plane at first.
Yeah.
So they figured.
So just Tom Hanks died.
Like, holy shit. Like, this plane just blew up on the runway and they're all toast. You know, for lack of a better expression.
So there's probably about 5 people on the plane.
So what happened, they go to the toll booth, which is very soon after the airport, and they're like, did you see that? They're like yelling at the guy in the toll booth, and he's like, yeah, you going to give me $3 or what? You know? So they're listening on the radio as they're going to like Boston or something, and they're waiting and waiting. Finally, about 20 minutes later, there's like a report's like, FedEx plane crashed on the runway at whatever, I don't know which airport it is, and but both the pilots managed to escape the plane before landing. Hold on a second. They followed up on this. Like, I guess they, I don't know if they went to like the local FedEx or they went to the airport and were like, what happened? Like, you know, and they said nobody died.
Wow.
That the pilots escaped. Bullshit. I don't know. And they lost a lot of packages that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially my big-ass package.
Yeah, package.
Well, it's funny because if you track FedEx, every once in a while you'll see
explosion.
They'll put something like that. One time it was somebody posted a picture. It said it was late because of a train derailment.
It happens.
Hey.
That's why you don't pick ground. You pick air so you get the better story when the plane blows
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous. Like, how can you know? I've known my boss now for 5-6 years, and he's never told me that story. I meet this guy that he used to hang out with, and all of a sudden, there's exploding plane stories.
Can you imagine, like, sitting there at your computer tracking your package, and it's like, package has arrived in
Manassas. Package has arrived in New York City. Package was incinerated in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Incinerated in the towers.
Our bad.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. Sorry.
Anyway. Hey. Whoa. Hey.
What?
Hey. Whoa.
What?
Can I tell you a very tragic story about 9/11, by the way?
Oh.
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
All right. Please.
All right.
Let's
please.
Bring the funny. All
right. I'm at school, and I'm in the nurse's office because I'm trying my best to go home. Early.
On I-9/11?
Early, yeah.
Oh, so
you're milking
but,
it.
But I'm sitting there. No, 9/11 didn't even happen yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting in the nurse's office as it's happening. And the nurses are all, they're all this old-ass brawl, just like, this reminds me so much of when JFK died. I can't believe this is going on. And then they send me back to my class. And and then it's getting close to lunchtime, so I'm like, fuck it, I'll stick the day out. And I'm one period before lunchtime. and then my dad shows up to pick me up.
This is ridiculous.
Ridiculous radio.
So I miss lunch, man. I miss chicken tenders.
That's your 9/11. It was chicken tender day, and I had to go home early.
It's like, what the fuck, man?
So I thought you meant that you were having a shitty day, and you had to go home early.
No.
Oh.
I was trying to go home early.
Yeah.
And then it came lunchtime.
But the nurse was like, no, you got to stretch this out another 5 minutes. You can't go home early.
Wait, you went home early on 9/11?
My dad picked me up. He was worried.
Oh, they made us stick out the whole fucking day.
Oh, no. Our school didn't close. My dad just picked me up.
See, I was
he got scared. But I missed chicken tenders.
You know,
so
you know where my dad was? In the city.
Dude, I got in trouble for that.
No, he was like six blocks
so
away.
Brave.
Six blocks away. He's no, so he's just brave. Too fucking slow to move that fast, so he
Holy
got stuck
shit.
There.
Shit.
Dude, I got fired for that shit.
What?
9/11?
Yeah.
How do you get fired for
what
9/11?
The fuck? Because I was supposed to be cleaning pools.
Oh, God. All man, right? You were a winner.
So I had, and I was close to my home from where I was cleaning the pool.
But still hurt that you lost that job, huh?
Well... So I told the guy I was cleaning pools. I'm like, look, dude, I got to poop. All right, so I'm going to drive home real quick. He's like, all right, whatever. So on the way home, I'm listening to the radio, and it's like, oh, plane crash in the towers. I'm like, that shit sucks. And then I get home to poop, and I'm pooping. And then, I hear my grandmother was home, and she's watching on the news. And I was like, well, what's going on? And she explains it to me, and I'm watching these towers and shit. And I just stood there with my jaw dropped for like, an hour and a half. And then I go back to pick the guy up, and I got in trouble.
Oh.
Can we not talk about 9/11? This is just weird.
It is kind of weird.
It's weird.
Yeah, let's pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah. Perfect.
I remember going home and listening to Howard Stern because all the other radio stations were off air.
Yeah.
Except Howard.
I just remember him saying that we're going to go over there and kill them all. Just like he's like, you ever see an Asian person smile? No, because we burn the smiles off their faces.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Jesus.
Yeah, he was pretty mad.
Ow, you left like a handprint on me. Ow.
What are you talking about?
Are you really naked?
Yeah, he's not wearing anything.
Pause the Ustream so we don't get kicked off.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, anything besides 9/11 we could talk about?
Sure. They're like girls. It's like they get a couple beers and the clothes start coming off.
I think Sean's the worst, though.
He is the most naked right now.
Well, not just the most naked. Most when you drink, naked. You just turn into a...
I'm just sloppy.
Look at how he's like clutching the beer.
Yeah.
It's like a little like stuffed animal.
I know, it's perfect because I still have a little belly, so my beer... I can literally just rest my microphone on there.
Well, I have to point this out. You have poor beer-holding etiquette.
Well, you have really great ball-holding etiquette.
You are holding the beer by the body of the bottle, which then warms the beer in your hand. You're supposed to hold it by the neck.
It's going to be gone before Steven. It's warm. Oh, fuck Steven. Steven has a beer and a half, and he's wasted.
So,
no, fuck your guys, Klein. No. No. Okay. Anyway. What do you got, Derek?
What do you got?
Go.
That's what we're wearing sneakers, too.
A Minnesota high school senior who turned to the porn industry for a prom date found a couple of takers, but the school is saying the actresses are not welcome.
Ooh.
Mike Stone sent dozens of Twitter messages to Hollywood celebrities, mostly porn actresses, and received a response from two. Megan Piper and Emmy Reyes.
Megan Piper.
They are exactly why he didn't.
Can you pull their pictures up, Derek?
Are they hot?
Megan Piper is pretty cute. She doesn't.
Really?
She doesn't look like
Matt
a porn star.
Knows? Like, I'm being serious. Okay. Almost every porn star.
Actually, no.
Just
no?
Curious.
Oh, I was just going to quiz you. Like, what do you think about this person?
Is Megan Piper? What was that? Was that the name?
Yeah.
Megan Piper. Is she here to suck dick and chew bubble gum? And she's all out of gum.
No, she's all out of gum. No.
That's Duke Nukem.
Okay.
Duke Nukem.
No,
that.
Actually, that was Roddy Piper who said that in promo.
All right, I'm going to put Youngin. A little.
It's before you're born.
You'll have to excuse me if this picture is not safe for
the
work.
The other one's a black girl, not too.
I see sperm.
What is that?
No, I don't.
Little sweetie.
That's Miss Piper.
Does that guy have a red
shiny
dick?
All right, she's on all shiny fours.
That guy's dick is totally red.
She's on all fours, and she is lovingly licking the head of his penis.
But she is
like
cute,
it's an
right?
ice cream cone.
Now, this one's not really like.
Is she black?
Yeah.
Very much so.
Or is she Asian?
Pass.
Oh, she
looks
like
I'm out. Ew. Ew. Stupid. Oh.
Zoom in there.
Filipino?
Ew, she looks half
and half.
She's got tiny tits and tan skin.
Filipino.
She doesn't.
I bet you never thought you'd have this on your TV, huh?
Ew. Tiny boobs. Oh, wow, that's semen. And Steve's jerking off.
Steve is wanking.
Definitely. Anybody? Anybody thoughts on Gianna Michaels? Anybody? Gianna Michaels?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
That's Matt's favorite. Is that your favorite?
Not my favorite, but
that's the one he used to dance with you 16, right?
No, Gianna Michaels is something else.
She's got fantastic titties.
They're and she's not lazy. She doesn't just lay there.
There's nothing worse
she
than
she fucks back. She's probably the most enthusiastic.
She fucks star. Back.
She's unbelievable.
So anyway, these
she's
two.
She's a big girl.
Tori Lane.
I don't know who she is.
Look her up.
All I know face. Is there's nothing worse than black nips.
Yeah, I don't like nips. I don't watch black porn. I don't like black porn.
What?
Clutch. Thank you. Gianna Michaels is hot. And Brian Shapiro. Yeah, here's big. A big Hitler.
And,
fuck you.
And Brian Shapiro finally got an erection.
Wow.
Gianna Michaels is like,
and his testicles finally dropped.
Gianna Michaels has great floppy titties.
They are very floppy.
You guys realize we're talking about porn, tits, nips, and Sean is naked.
So? Yes. Why do you think I have my beer on my deck right now so it doesn't get hard? Duh.
Keeping it cold.
Man,
how dare you?
How dare you?
Anyway, she's kind of like the kind of girl that you would have gone to high school with.
Can we clarify? Because apparently the chat doesn't like floppy.
What?
Oh, they're not floppy.
Are these floppy or are they weighty?
Please pull up a picture of
Gianna. Very
tits,
heavy.
They're big tits, but they're real. That's
really
the best part.
Big.
But by like floppy almost.
Not like flapjacks, but like they're
not
very
like
heavy,
gross floppy.
Very
like, I don't like floppy tits.
Okay.
Like they could knock you out, but they're
great.
I wouldn't say that they're floppy.
Yeah, those are floppy.
No, you got to.
Yeah.
Hang on. Time out.
You got to see a move.
Time out. Are there? Is this going to give me a virus on my TV?
Yeah.
How herpes. Good is Gianna's Michael? Gianna Michaels.
You got to see a move. They move a lot.
They move and she moves.
They go from like her chin to her belly button.
Kev, you know what though? Picture you're laying there fucking somebody, and they fuck you back while laying down.
I don't. No. Don't.
What?
Wait. What?
What's going on?
All I know, I wasn't talking about that Gianna Michaels' face.
Oh, virus.
Oh, I got a virus. Sorry.
Virus.
Gianna Michaels' face is fucking disgusting.
She's.
I'd almost rather have that fucking weird ape ripped off face chick.
Gianna Michaels is not ugly.
How fucking dare you?
Ooh. Oh, whoops.
Sorry, excuse me.
She's getting a little
video, eh?
Little throat action.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is a well-endowed African gentleman that is giving her the business right now.
Look at this.
The business.
Yo, how good
she's
is
serious.
She?
She looks like she knows what she's doing.
Right?
Well, she's done plenty of them.
Look at those tits.
Okay.
Jeez.
Wait. Keep watching. I guarantee you. Look, she's
doing the titty clap. There's a nice titty clap going on.
I was wondering how long it would take before
as this brother
we're just sitting here watching porn.
Can we just sit here and watch porn?
Might as well. That's what we're doing.
Perfect.
Dude,
Derek, don't you fucking dare. Nope.
Okay. I am a full 2 inches right now.
This isn't even her best work.
This is not.
It's disgusting work. I don't
Steve,
feel like
Steve,
seeing.
Don't talk. Don't talk. Don't talk. You're
I don't
it.
Like burnt up bacon on my the fucking
burnt
mayonnaise
up
sandwich.
Bacon.
I will admit the video is a lot better than the picture. Didn't do her justice. They do move well.
She's
they
skilled
do
too.
They,
do.
And they are nimble. Yeah. They are crafty.
Oh no,
No, sorry.
She probably got moss underneath her tits though.
She's not ugly.
Who the
at
fuck?
All.
You probably have moss under your tits,
guys. There has to be somebody. That takes the opposition that goes against the grain here. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a debate.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Steve, I appreciate it.
Fuck her. She's
Steve,
ugly. Kill her.
I'm going to end this. Fuck you. Fuck you.
That's what the people want to hear or see.
Oh. Ew. I mean, give me another beer and we'll see what happens. But
well, there's five more in there.
Do you
think
we can kill all these? We got 9 left.
So, anyway, this kid who.
Sorry, Derek.
Sorry, trying to get back to the
story. Get back to the story.
He said he's going to hold an alternative party at the same time as the prom so that he can bring his dates.
All of his dates.
Wasn't that a movie about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wasn't there?
Yeah.
Now, do you know what this kid looks like?
Girl next door. He brought the porn star to the fucking...
What's the kid's name?
Todd. Todd Jones.
Google his name, so try to find his Facebook or some shit.
It's Todd Jones.
Todd Jones.
That was his name was?
Yeah,
Jones. Todd Jones of the
You're
top.
Making that up.
Mike Stone.
No. I was close.
All right. He's just like a fat little nerdy kid.
Look
probably.
Up for Mike Stone on Facebook.
This is great publicity for the porn stars, though.
Well, then Jiggy Jen, she said, if I were a lesbian, I'd go for brunette, green eyes, tiny waist, great ass, and C cup. Gianna Michaels is yours.
She's pretty much got a lot of that. She does.
Except the C cup is definitely more like an E cup.
She's Tits. Big. She's big. And she's pretty
That's the
tall.
Kid there.
Oh, my God.
Yo. What the fuck is that thing?
Joey doesn't look like Tyler.
That's real.
What a fucking looks little like pudgy kid with a like baggy TJ. Hunting shirt on.
He has like a Down syndrome haircut.
Yep. And it looks like he likes to hunt.
He looks like the fat kid from Angus. So that's him.
Okay.
He's posing in front of a nice race car. He's probably a good homely kid.
Nice Minnesotan.
Now, do you think he talked to his parents before he went and propositioned porn stars to go to prom with him?
I don't know.
So, Mom, how mad would you get if I paid some hookers to come to my prom?
No, they're not hookers. They're
sorry,
porn
sorry.
Stars.
How many actresses?
Now, all right. How many
paying them? They offered to go.
How many of these porn stars do you think either are going from the kindness of their heart or
publicity.
Are looking for the publicity?
Exactly. Because you know what? This and I noticed all the stories have Megan Piper's picture on it and not the other one.
Yeah.
Because she's way better.
Hey, Clutch wants you to check out Carly Parker.
Carly Parker. Cool.
Right, so going to turn this into a porn
Matt,
show.
Matt, do you know Carly Parker?
Nope.
You know,
I
Matt,
don't really know. I don't really know a lot of porn stars.
Matt once recorded over ECW tapes.
Ew, with porn?
No, with the Style Network, with like 4 hours of chicks walking down runway with see-through shirts.
I'm okay with that.
See, I'm not.
I would rather see some
this
hardcore.
Carly, this Carly Parker chick isn't.
I made sure I make copies.
Let me see here, Derek.
Is this weak?
Is this gonna give me a virus?
Did Clutch just hurt the whole thing?
I don't know. Nah, generic.
Oh no! What the fuck's wrong with her nipple?
God, mangled.
I know. Jesus.
Mangled.
She has like a
It looks like a fucking werewolf bit
no,
the fucking
look,
nipples off.
I don't mind the nipples. There's something weird going on with the teeth.
Cross-eyed nipples.
Derek. Jesus. Derek.
Yes.
Can go you back Google? To Gianna Michaels.
I never seen lazy nipples
you,
so bad in my life.
Lazy.
Oh,
you know what?
God. Can you Google
from that
Tori
perspective.
Lane with an
Everyone's got to stop talking
right,
over one another.
One more.
Please.
Tori Lane. Before we go.
All right. Only if you promise to be
going.
Quiet for a couple
okay,
seconds.
Okay. I'll stick quiet for 2 minutes after you do this. Jesus put Christ. It on. Put on a video. I'll be quiet for fucking an hour. Because I'll be jerking off.
Because I'll be fucking meaning. I mean, yeah,
what?
Off.
Oh.
All
right, there's your Tori Lane.
Yeah. She is aggressive. I love
what?
Her. Not.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
What is that?
Do without.
Not really going for it.
Again, a picture thing doesn't do her justice. Mm. Why does she have cornrows?
I don't know,
I'm done.
Man. What happened? What did you do? What
oh, she's about to squirt.
She does.
Okay, it's enough of...
Okay, I'm done. I'm going to be quiet now.
Five sad guys looking at porn on the internet.
Pornocrats.
Hey, yeah. Hey, I ain't sad. I'm fucking awesome.
Two of them are in their underwear. It's
Sean
the gayest show we've
Sean
ever
put
done.
Put his shorts back on.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
So the show has reached an all-time low.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah, you would.
We reached...
Fuck you, Kev.
Not you, Derek.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. We reached some pretty serious lows back in the day, though, I must say.
Yeah.
Probably the recorded shits.
That was funny.
It was funny, but it was cheap heat.
Well, we used to have a wireless mic, and if one of us had to shit, we would take it into the bathroom and shit.
That was the shit mic.
Why doesn't that still happen?
Because my wireless mic broke.
Have to get a new one.
Maybe
we need
that's
to get
where.
One. Can you get those from Best Buy?
Yeah.
I'll give you a $50 gift card. If you want to pick one up.
Pretty sure they're
Never
than
mind. That. I rescind what I was going to say. Go ahead.
What were you going to say? We could split it if they're like 100.
Oh, I'd say get a pair of headphones before you.
If I owe you for the shirts, I was going to say I'll. Yeah.
I'd rather stickers than a shit mic.
All right,
we have long enough cords.
Oh
we
yeah,
could just bring a mic in there.
I have a long enough cord.
Well, let's play this.
George, what?
Fans hugging? What?
Of course, it's not going to come up.
Of course not.
Why would it?
Well, that's it's close to here. Local reference.
Yeah,
average.
Oh shit.
Madawan Aberdeen.
Easier to get
drove
the cold
there.
Shoulder rather than a warm hug.
Oh, good one,
Madawan
whore.
Aberdeen Middle School. A new rule is stirring up controversy.
She is haggard looking and stirring
like,
up erections.
How could that happen? Their kids.
Nobody wants
it's
to hug you.
To
you're
hug
fucking gross.
Listen
friends,
to his AIDS patient.
But it's not allowed here at Madawan Aberdeen Middle School. Yeah. Students here say the principal recently made an announcement during school, essentially saying it's a no hugging zone.
They said, remember that we are a no hugging school, and that is our new policy. We are no huggers in this school.
The
kids
tell
us
they risk detention if they do this inside the school.
They should worry more about bullying than they do about kids actually getting along.
Yeah, get the WWE there.
The superintendent
there.
Did not return our calls for anti-bullying comment, campaign. And when we spotted the principal outside looks the school, like a douche. Wow. Waved off.
Can we just get a comment?
I was never hugged.
Wait, who was that guy that was like, nah?
That was the principal.
Oh, he's the one abandoned.
There was probably some inappropriate physical contact going on that led to this.
Yeah,
decision.
Some titty sucking.
Like, even 50 boy students just run up and hug him.
Parents tell me they only got automated phone calls from...
Oh,
buffering. Fucking Wi-Fi.
What he told the students. Some are still annoyed they weren't notified in the first place.
This giant hug ring.
About 2 cents, we weren't able to put our opinions forth.
And those opinions aren't hard to find.
Why does her opinion matter?
Bunch of baloney. To tell you the truth.
Bunch of baloney.
This little conflict gets resolved. I'm not sure they'll be hugging it out. In Aberdeen, Christine Persichetti, Fox 5 News.
Isn't that like right off of Lloyd Road?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that place.
Local reference. For the record, I know for a fact that there were blowjobs given in the staircase at my middle school while I attended there.
But I've heard some stories so
given by me to the janitor.
It wasn't the janitor, it's the assistant.
I'm
going
to put it out there. Before I started coming like around this area, where I grew up, none of this ever happened. There was no fucking.
So there was no cum until
in
you came
school,
here.
No. There was no fucking around in middle school.
It was probably just don't ask, don't tell.
Sayreville's full of prudes.
Yeah, you fucking prude ass.
Prude ass.
I straight up fucked in class, dude.
Wow. Yeah, your hands.
Yeah, and I jerked off in class.
Yeah, I saw it.
I cut my pockets out.
Oh, good job.
I know a guy who worked himself over in class looking at some girl's legs to a point where he finished in his pants.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's sad.
Yep.
I finished in my pants one time, and then Steve number one came over to bring me to the diner to hang out. He wanted to hang out, and I was like, I wanted to go in the shower, and I just, fuck it, and I went to the diner.
Wow.
With your potato flake pants?
Potato flake.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
What does
potato
that flakes. Mean?
Dried up jizz.
Oh.
Potato flakes.
I got it.
That's
these
a good
kids.
One.
These kids.
So, yeah, so you're banning hugging at this school.
That's fucking gay.
Spooning leads
There's
sporking.
Only three things I wouldn't hug. AIDS patients, retards, and Chinese people.
Chinese people do have an awkward odor.
Chinese people are just awkward pigs.
Chinese people need glasses.
Sorry for Chinese.
They're very diligent, though. Mm.
Good workers.
Really good at math. Good workers. Great hair.
Well Great disciplined.
Hair. Wonderful hair.
Wish I had their hair.
Me too. Wish I had hair.
I can give something
okay,
Kev's
anybody's.
Ass. Kev's
I'll,
ass
I'll take Kev's ass hair. Be a little wispy.
You're welcome to it. Although I might need it for my head soon enough.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's actually you guys. Me and Matt are hanging out with good hair.
Yeah, fuck
not
you
really.
Guys.
Nope, no. Just me.
The existing hair I'm at is
Sean and his Shapiro true. Hair.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, God.
Oh!
Now, a little bit of a side note. Do you know what I found out?
What?
Did you ever hear the expression that people are like black Irish?
No.
Yes.
Do you know what that actually means? Like how that came about?
What does it mean, Sean?
That when the Muslims invaded Spain years and years and years ago, the Spanish fled to Ireland and fucking gave the business to the Irish ladies. So one of my great, whatever, 8,000 greats.
Got raped by a Muslim.
Was
wow.
A Spaniard. I have a little bit of Spanish in me.
That makes sense.
You can see it.
If you want a little more, come over here, big boy.
I'm uncomfortable.
Did I say that?
Should have sat in a goddamn chair.
So we got a little segue here from Hammy Catcher. She's going to watch Ninja Turtles.
Ah.
Oh, hey. You know what I heard?
There's a new Ninja Turtle movie coming out?
Yeah.
Really?
With Michael Bay.
Who's that?
The guy who made
The Terminator?
Transformers.
And a lot of other horrendous movies.
Yes.
Oh, come on. He made The Terminator.
Now, here is the... No, he didn't.
Oh, I'm just making that up.
James Cameron.
Yes,
you're right. Terminator 2.
No, James Cameron composed it.
He composed it.
Here's the kicker, though. He's changing the backstory.
The kicker.
Yes. They're going to be from another planet.
What? Aliens, if you will.
Aliens.
Then they're not turtles.
So they're not going to be turtles that mutated.
They're not
they
going,
going
to be
aliens.
Earth-born baby turtles that were dropped into a sewer drain from a boy carrying
with
a fishbowl. Mutated by this strange ooze created by, I don't know, aliens or something.
Nugum High.
Or a strange
they're
brain creature?
They're going to be of an alien race.
Yes.
Now, is there a whole planet? Of
apparently,
people? I
so
guess they're gonna do that. Yeah.
Does nobody see the irony in this? Like, it's called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Not like really.
It's gonna be like Teenage Transforming Ninja Turtles or something.
Is that what he's turning into?
Teenage
aliens.
Aliens.
Ninja Turtles.
So he's the turtles a fucking are asshole. Going to be, fuck him.
And he announced this, and everybody went ape shit.
Yeah, because it's retarded.
Yes. Now Turtle here's the shit. Thing.
What a stupid idea.
Oftentimes, when something stupid like this happens, and you see
it turns
people,
out being great.
No.
Oh, okay.
Let him talk.
You see people get upset about it, and you know there's all these you know video responses on YouTube, and then you always get like the hecklers that. For no reason, they'll play devil's advocate.
The trolls.
The trolls will take the side of the villain. I've not seen that yet. This is
I
that.
Have,
you did?
And guess who the troll was.
Oh, boy.
Wait. You're trying to guess who the villain was?
Are we guessing
who the villain was?
Can we guess?
Well, guess who basically said this was a good idea.
That fat gay
Vaughn.
Guy with the bad hair that writes for the Oscars.
The Moore guy?
What's his name?
Paris Hilton?
I'm going to go ahead and say it was...
Roger Ebert.
No, I'm going to go ahead and say it was Rosie O'Donnell.
Steven Spielberg.
Woody Allen.
Todd You're Jones. All wrong.
Tom Hanks.
Peter Laird. The person
Peter
who
Laird, really?
Created,
Laird's vodka?
Created
what is,
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What does Kevin Eastman say?
He's behind it, too.
Well, you know why they're
Kevin
behind
Nash?
It?
Because they're getting a lot of money
gonna,
for it.
Yeah, and they are working with them, so I'm sure they're going to include all the stuff, just like Michael Bay said. We're going to have everything that you ever loved about the Turtles, except they're going to be motherfucking aliens. They're not going to be mutants.
But basically, Peter Laird came out and said that Michael Bay is a freaking genius and that all of the fans need to take a chill pill.
Nope.
And that it will that he condones this
no.
changing of the backstory.
You know what the chill pill's going to be? The one that Peter Laird swallows
wait.
After the movie doesn't do shit.
Yeah.
That.
I need clarification because Hammy just wrote that Michelangelo's voice actor said Bay was sodomizing our children.
Yes.
Yes.
What
childhood, not children.
Oh, childhood. Sorry.
Whoa. Excuse me.
You went to a dark place
now,
that happens.
That movie I would go see.
He said something like, I'll do the voice acting for it after he's done sodomizing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. That's it's really ridiculous. I said that this would be like making a movie about Martin Luther King Jr. and like saying he was white.
Yeah, basically.
That's like how serious it is to some people.
That'd be a good movie.
All right, hang on. Pause. Is it going to go? He's doing it.
He's
December
doing
25th, yeah. 2013. Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
It's coming out?
Your language is
uh-huh.
offensive.
Wow, Matt.
30 years after Ninja Turtles
went
was
there.
Created,
now
it will be
okay,
destroyed.
So
are
the
we,
whole story
are
about
we
it?
Sure that it's like alien turtles and not some like maybe a meteor hits and then some turtles
no,
are munch,
they
munch,
are
munch,
of
munch,
an
then,
alien race from
yes.
they are coming to Earth.
And they're saying, which is a good thing, because that means that there are more of them that they can
There's
introduce.
There's going to be awesome, more awesome turtles. We need
yes.
more than four turtles.
Four is not enough.
No, the only other
we
one that's
more.
Cool is that robot one.
All the good ones end in O.
Well, there were five Backstreet Boys, so, I mean, maybe more turtles is good.
You know what happened
There's
when
five
they...
five aristocrats.
I hope they use the April O'Neil that they use in porn.
Yeah,
that
would be awesome.
That would be.
But, not all right, I'm already pissed off. Let's fucking...
It really
let's,
was
let's,
like...
Let's hang this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, people are just, like, literally posting, Let's Michael Bay him. Must die. Now, I'm sure that has happened many times in the past, but this is the biggest outpour of anti-Michael Bay campaigning
yeah.
that I've ever seen.
I'm going to agree
I mean,
with Jiggy Jen on this.
This is the guy who made three Transformers movies?
Three. And he's supposedly okay. signing for a fourth, even though they said he wasn't going to do it.
And everyone kind of, like, did a meh with them. Like, and Transformers has a pretty big community. Yeah.
The first one was
I never
okay.
heard. I never heard anybody saying, like, this is screwed up.
No, in the third one.
Well, he
one,
basically stuck to the idea of the movie.
Kinda, not really.
Can I?
Eh. So, basically, he creates all these movies. He destroys ideas. He adds explosions where there weren't explosions. Like he could make explosions happen in like
his bathroom.
Exactly. No, he could like bring weird explosions into a movie made in like the 1300s.
Yeah,
there could be like a you know catastrophic destruction. That's what he does.
Yeah.
So when you go to see a Michael Bay movie, that's what you should expect. This is like, apparently Megan Fox had a problem with this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you don't know what you're getting into. I knew what I was getting into when I watched the movies. Now that I know that this he wants to even change just one thing about Ninja Turtles, I'll never see this movie.
No.
I don't care how good it could be. It could be the best thing ever.
So if it comes out and everyone's like, you know what? It was actually really good.
Never see
you're
it.
You're just going to be like, nope, not going to see it.
Never going to see it. Because that's just a shitty asshole thing to do. That's him basically not understanding or not having respect for tradition. You guys know a lot about having respect for tradition.
Now, I'm not that familiar with him because I don't think I've ever seen any of his movies. I'm looking at his
Well,
IMDb.
He did...
I'm very aware of him.
Yeah.
But as far as movies that
Pearl
he's
Harbor.
Been involved... Never saw Pearl Harbor. Never saw.
Never saw Pearl Harbor.
Nope. Never saw Armageddon.
Really? It was a great movie. Never saw Armageddon. I cried in Armageddon.
I actually did.
Of course, it was that bad.
No, I cried in Armageddon too.
I cried.
It was sad.
I don't want to miss a thing.
Well, while I have a second.
Were you being sodomized while Armageddon was on?
No, I was crying.
All right.
Bruce Willis is the man.
I want to. Oh, I just want to stop. I just want to agree with Jiggy Jen because she said it was a Karate Kid when they remade it. Karate Kid was a white guy. New movie. Black guy changed the whole thing.
That but wasn't her statement. Her statement was that there was no karate in the new
Shut
movie.
Up. Yeah. I took half of it.
It wasn't that
alone.
They changed the race of the kid.
No, but they didn't. So far as I know.
He's got to pee again.
At so far as I know, they didn't like redo the first Karate Kid and pretend it was a black kid. They just made another Karate Kid
with
movie.
A new well, white just like Miyagi.
They had Karate Kid 3 was a chick, right?
There was the next
the
Karate Kid.
Is that what it was?
There was three Karate Kid movies that all had the Ralph Macchio in it, right?
I thought he was only in the first two.
Maybe no, he was only
three?
The first.
And then the third was
three?
The girl?
Yeah, I'm pretty they, sure there were the one with the girl. Three, and then there was the next Karate
the fourth
Kid with
one
Hilary
was
Swank.
Yes. And then, which beautiful tits.
And then they made beautiful. The one with Will Smith's kid,
yes.
I think, right?
Like 20
or
years
Or was
later.
A little Bow Wow. I don't know. They all look
little Bow Wow.
All I know is the ending's very sad when he gets dragged by a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I've never seen any of the Transformers. Bad Boys 2 and 3, never... Saw
I wouldn't tell
the
somebody
island.
Not to see the first Transformers that he did if you understand what you're going to watch when you see a Michael Bay movie. But if you are a Transformers fanatic and can't get over the fact that he's going to change stuff, don't watch it.
Yeah.
See, I love Ninja Turtles, and I will not stand for that.
I'm putting my foot down.
I am in
I'm putting
protest.
My two toes down.
I will boycott the advertisers. I want nothing to do with the new Turtles.
It's really sad.
It is, but, I mean, they had their run. They keep bringing them back, and every time they bring them back, it just doesn't do anything. They made a movie, what, 5-6 years ago?
They made the one about
the CGI.
Five, six years ago, yeah.
And now they got the new cartoon coming out on Nickelodeon, and people get excited for about 10 minutes, and then they forget about them.
And they have changed the Turtles in the cartoon series several times, and they've done weird, bizarre things that... did or didn't have anything to do with the comics or the original series.
Well, I mean,
but
how long can you
deal.
Keep a series going without having to, like, how many stories
well,
can they tell, you know?
Well, it's been 30 years,
yeah,
and they're still doing it, and all of a sudden this piece of shit, Michael Bay, has to come along and say, you know what, it's just not working, the whole mutant angle, it's just not believable.
That's my thing. Why are they? Why is he changing
it? But no, this is why. He's pacing back and forth on stage like he's Steve Jobs and still alive. And he's talking about, we're going to make this movie and we're going to bring it to a point that kids are going to actually believe that these turtles could exist when we're done with this movie. He said that.
No.
But really? Are you?
No.
He said that. Completely euphoric, he said.
So
that.
What makes the fact that they're from another planet more realistic?
Nothing.
Than they were mutated from slime.
Because maybe
nothing.
There is a planet with turtles just walking around
maybe
and doing
there
karate.
Is toxic slime that turns
there's,
turtles into
look,
weird anamorphic things.
I don't know where you're from, but I'd sooner believe that there's a planet of karate practicing turtles.
Karate
than
turtles.
There is
you know what?
An ooze that turns turtles into people size and makes them learn karate.
There's more questions to be asked here. It's like, will he keep the title? They're not decided if they're going to call it Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It doesn't make sense if
and
they do.
They're probably just called Ninja Turtles.
It might just be called Ninja Turtles. It could be. But are they still going to act like teenagers? Are they going to be influenced by like
are they
going
to eat pizza?
Exactly. Like, why?
Splinter going to be? Where's Splinter going to come
exactly.
in?
Exactly. Is it going to be a race of rats, too? Giant
another planet?
Mutant alien rats?
Or is it just a planet of weird Earth creatures that are...
That some race of aliens came back during the dinosaurs and scooped up all these animals and
I
brought
bet
them to outer space.
I know
and
what
if
they're
going to
do.
That happens, I'm going to shit my pants.
I know what they're going to do. There was some kind of weird back in the day. We sent up a capsule to some kind of planet with a bunch of animals on it to see how they survive, and it went haywire.
Haywire.
And, yeah, it went haywire. We lost contact. And they evolved into these
like,
other species.
Like an interplanetary arc.
Kind of, yeah.
See,
let's
see,
get a bunch of animals and shoot them into this planet and monitor them. And then they lost connection and they evolved and came back or something.
As ninjas.
With masks on.
Because the only thing they can get from Earth is transmissions of kung fu movies.
That's it.
So that's
I'm with
it.
Now
I'm
they're,
with
now they're
you
kung
just
fu
made me
turtles.
Love it. You made me love the idea.
They were karate turtles, kung fu turtles, and now they're...
Yeah. Okay.
They all, at the end of the movie, just end up hanging themselves in a closet while masturbating.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Kung Fu, come on. That fucking guy killed himself.
Yeah, that's true.
Sounds like my Friday
Fuck
night.
You guys.
I don't understand why someone who obviously understands that there's stories that exist for a reason. Like, you can't just change it. You can't just say, I've had enough. I don't have anything to do with Ninja Turtles, and I have to do something about this.
Let me ask you this. Where did the Transformers were from another planet, yes. correct? Is that what the premise Cybertron. Was for the cartoons as well?
Yes.
Okay. So he pretty much kept the story arc.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
They crash into Earth like millions of years before people were around.
Oh, and then they come out?
And then one day there's like a volcanic eruption and it reactivates their computer.
How are they cars and stuff?
Well, in the cartoon, when the volcano erupts and activates the computer, it sends out a probe and it starts, it's like 1985 or whatever, and it starts going around and finding things to assimilate. So Transformers can be anything. So in the cartoon, it just happened to find trucks and planes and tanks.
Okay.
And was like, we're just going to assign these robots new identities. And that's kind of what they did in the movie. But they all individually crashed as like little meteorites.
Yeah.
And then they found things to be what they change constantly.
But they never took on any life form, like other lives.
What do you
like
mean?
A person. They never.
Yeah. There's the pretenders.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I was never big into Transformers as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Neither was I.
And I never got into it. So.
Yeah, well, you guys are too young for Transformers. The original, at least.
Wait, you're talking about a young group?
When I was younger, they had reestablished a Transformers. It was on with Power Rangers and all that shit, but I just never got into it.
Generation 2?
Whatever it was. Mm-hmm. There were, like, bugs and shit at this point.
The Beast Wars.
You know, it was it aired with the Crash Dummies show.
Oh God!
Oh, yeah. I love the Crash Test Dummies.
Yeah,
I had that. I had the car, not them.
You just push the button on the chest and they just explode.
Yeah, and you would always lose the pieces.
Yeah,
you're just like, yeah, exploded. Where's the fucking arm? God damn it!
No arm and half a leg. Yeah. And shit.
There was the fat one and the tall one.
Yes.
Does anybody remember Mighty Max?
Nope.
Nothing.
Nope.
Because the same kind of thing would
happen. Is that like the Polly Pocket for boys?
Yes.
Yeah, you're gay.
Fuck. Damn it.
Polly Pocket. Anybody remember Mighty Max? Polly Penis.
And then they had the crash test dummies that would, there were Velcro body parts.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Somebody remembers
the
that
plush
shit.
Ones, yeah. They were like the wrestling buddies, but you could rip their arms.
Yeah, and then eventually you would lose one piece or, you know, it would rip and you have to throw it away.
Or turn into a love toy.
Steven.
I'm going to fuck the arms off this thing.
He might have been too old at that.
Fievel, you're done. Yeah. Skip crash dummy. Come on in, bro.
I used to ride to my buddy doll around my house, too, like a fucking horse.
How could you, the thing was like 2 feet tall.
I used to sit on its back.
Its head weighed 10 pounds.
It was laying face into the ground. I laid on its back, and then I grabbed its hair for the reins, and I would just slide my ass around.
What?
It was
imagine what that looked like to your parents. They come in here riding my buddy and pulling his hair.
Yeah, it looked
like,
gay.
Oh, no.
It looked like gay pedophilia.
Okay, between the dildo fucking and Fievel and now my buddy, you're a giant faggot.
Giant faggot.
We're a giant faggot.
Dude, that word's offensive. Giant. You can call him a poof, you can call him a queer, but faggot is out of line.
Yeah, poof. I never heard that.
I'm just waiting for you to fuck that beer bottle.
Damn.
Could
next week, I'll shove it up my a-hole.
Next week.
Next
super gay.
Next week as Steve sodomizes himself with a beer bottle.
I got a couple Granny Smiths in the car if you want.
Oh, shit.
Granny Smiths.
Oh, did your cupcake make it home last week?
It did. It was
did it make it in the dumpster or in your belly?
It made it into the dumpster that is my belly.
Okay.
Oh, close enough.
And how was it?
Delicious, of course.
Aren't they delicious?
Clutch wants to know if anybody remembers Banana Man, by the way.
Yes. Love Banana
Ever
Man.
Ever alert to the call to action?
No idea.
Yep. That was on in between Danger Mouse.
Yeah, it was
what
a little.
What the fuck is Banana Man and Danger Mouse? What are you talking
Banana
about?
Banana Man.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Just because you do an accent doesn't help me.
Way too young for that.
I'm right there with
Danger
you.
Danger Mouse was hysterical, by the way.
Danger Mouse 23, was
still funny.
It really
is. In the brain.
The engine's knocking. Perhaps it wants to come in.
Penfold was awesome. Nobody knows.
And I always liked it because the logo was a big DM, and that's my initials.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Is it? That's fucking cool.
Proud of you. Clever recognition.
My name is also Captain America's fucking real name.
Yeah, well,
that's why it's so easy to shop for you for Christmas. I just buy you a shitload of Captain America stuff that you're never going to use.
I think I wear it all the time.
What? Derek was talking. No, Derek wasn't talking. Are you talking?
I usually am.
Oh, you can go now.
No, I'm done.
Okay.
Danger Mouse.
Let's do one more story before
but
we
anyway,
get out of here.
I'm kidding.
Don't have time for the flash round here. I want to get this story out
we
of the way.
We have plenty of time for
plenty
the flash
of time.
Round.
Lightning are we on a time limit?
I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why don't you fucking cry to the choir?
Look at me, I'm Derek.
Cry a river or preach to the choir.
Did both. Did you say queer weird?
Anyway.
Anyway, lightning round, go.
Fuck me.
In Zimbabwe.
Oh, boy.
There are a lot of blacks.
Oh, fuck.
Susan Dilhole was stunned when she pulled her car over recently to pick up a group of male hitchhikers, and they refused to get in. What? The reason? They feared being raped.
Wow.
What?
Sensational reports of gangs of beautiful women picking up male travelers to have sex and harvest their sperm in condoms have gripped Zimbabwe in a dizzying mix of taboos, rituals, and downright bizarre.
Okay, I'm That's going to Zimbabwe.
Yeah, I'm going to hitchhike all fucking day.
Well, you know that Zimbabwe sperm is very valuable.
I guess so.
So wait, men are afraid of getting raped?
Yeah.
Apparently men are being picked up on the highway, hitchhikers, by beautiful women, and they are forcing the men to have sex with them, and they are harvesting their
Look,
sperm.
Oh, when
my
I
gosh,
was a
that
kid,
sounds awful.
When
Just
I was a
awful.
Kid, I used to be scared of monsters, so I would piss on my rug instead of in the bathroom because I was afraid to go to my bathroom.
Disgusting.
All right?
Well, I never knew this.
Why? But
what the fuck is wrong
Wait, as a kid, can we define the age? How old were you?
Six.
Six?
Six-ish.
So you just get up.
This is around the time of fucking Five.
And was it one of those rugs with like
I
the
just
little.
Just pissing Five-o.
The little track for cars and all that goofy
it
shit?
It was a rug like that, yes.
Yeah. Oh. All right. There's some. Who molested you? Can we just get down to it? Like,
just spill it out.
Who was the uncle or grandfather? Or who was touching you?
Who touched you while you guys were watching
I
cartoons?
I was actually molested by my cousin's friends. Chicks, by the way.
Oh. Oh, that's why you're gay.
That's why I love tits.
Tits.
Okay. But anyway.
But I mean, I still.
I can understand being scared
okay.
of monsters.
It's okay. I do it too. I pee right in the room rather than going to the bathroom.
I'm crying, guys.
I use like Arizona cans, Gatorade bottles, anything with a huge spout that I can hold all my piss
in
the morning.
Huge spout. Okay, so that was just a cool ass setup for the fact that I can understand being scared of monsters and stuff, but scared of getting raped by chicks?
Great segue.
I'm not scared of that at all.
Local media have reported that victims of the highway prowlers. Being drugged, subdued at gun or knife point, and even with a live snake in one case.
What?
Given sexual stimulant and forced into repeated sex before being dumped on the roadside.
Wait, which one?
The sperm hunters first surfaced in the local press in 2009, but police have only arrested three women found with a plastic bag of 31 used condoms.
Nice.
So they not only raped the dudes, but they threw bags on them and then fucked them?
To keep the sperm.
See, now there's the downside.
The
sperm is you got to wear rubber before you get raped.
You have to.
Yeah.
The sperm's That's exact why. Use yeah. is not clear, but it's thought to be intended for girls. It is thought to be intended for juju
what?
Or traditional rituals to bring luck, anything from enhancing good fortune, boosting business, or preventing a criminal from being detected.
Oh, because here I thought they were going to do what I do with my used rubbers, and that's tie them off and throw them at cars going the other direction.
Yeah, well, that's...
Really? Because that's what you do? You know what I do with them?
I don't use them because I'm cool.
Go on.
Derek already said it.
So,
you know what I do them? I leave them right in there in the Walgreens.
Not using rubbers for fags.
Real quick, Brian Shapiro tried to make fun of me.
He said that's our job, Brian.
Yeah.
Fuck off, Brian.
I had to burn him because he said that I was raped by Corey Feldman.
Well, you could.
Okay, does that make you chuckle a little?
Yeah, fell dog raping you. Yeah, I can imagine.
I fired back with he was molested by Hitler.
If this was
That's
six,
what I said.
If this was six shows ago, then it would have been funny, but.
Yeah, I said he was molested by Hitler.
He probably was. Vicariously through his family.
Yeah.
Just a Shapiro uncle with a Hitler mustache is like, come on, Brian.
When I was a kid, I had a little stash of porno magazines. Oh. I don't know where I got them from. One of them was a Hustler.
From 1970?
It was literally from like the 80s.
Really?
And there was, I'm looking through, and there was this article. It was called The Secret Sex Life of Hitler. And it had an illustration of Hitler, like on the ground, like with his hands up, like laughing. And there was a girl squatting over him, pissing on him.
Yes.
Ugh.
And it was, she was, you
that
can kind of
nice.
Like, the angle of the picture, even though it was a drawing, she had like the, armband with the swastika on it, and you could tell she had like blonde hair, and she was pissing on Hitler. That image is going to be in my memory forever.
That
would
is,
you get pissed on by a hot girl?
No.
That was a quick answer.
It was so subtle. No.
I don't do bodily functions.
Speaking of Hitler, I saw just the end of Inglourious Basterds the other day for the first time ever.
I have that movie on DVR.
You see Hitler literally get his face just shot into mush. Something that would be burned.
It's totally nonfiction. If that was a real movie, Hitler would have fucking bayoneted the Jew in
Steve,
the face.
Steve, if a hot girl wanted to piss on you, what would you say?
Yes, piss on my dick.
What about your mouth?
Maybe not.
What about like upper chest, neck, chin area?
Like close
not
to the
so
lip?
Not so much the mouth. Like you can keep the mouth closed.
Like maybe little splashes.
You might get it to my mouth.
Like a little pee bib.
I think so.
You just make me uncomfortable.
But as soon as she unloaded her bladder, she was going to drop down and blow you.
See, I'm getting the... Okay, yeah, all right.
But
see, I'm getting the impression from Sean, he just does missionary and then goes home. Like 4 minutes, that's all right. That's it, I'm done.
Really?
Yeah, I explore. Pee on me, maybe not so much poop.
Just because I don't want a fucking chick to pee on me?
Put a
dildo
in my ass and give me the reach around.
You're like...
What?
Fuck you guys, you're wrong, but I just want to punch you. Derek, do something.
I'm going to do this.
Oh, you dick. There's so many more stories left.
Yeah, well.
No.
If you girls weren't playing grab ass, then we could have gotten to them.
Lightning round.
Not lightning round.
Dude, lightning round right now.
I can't. Show's it's over.
Song's on, bro.
Song's on. You can't.
There's no more.
This song goes on loop. Everyone's calling for overtime.
Nah, I can't do overtime.
Everyone wants overtime.
I don't care. I got to go home.
Well, just leave it running. And
Clutch
we'll
loves
hit record
it
or stop.
I need my computer.
Shit.
Clutch loves OT.
OT. Oh, Clutch is authorizing overtime?
He said, yeah.
You're paying for this, Clutch.
Love it when shows give extra time.
4 a.m. Well, okay. Fuck
Clutch,
that.
You do realize that that's double time for us, right? So you got to sign 5 checks.
Is it like a holiday? I get paid time and a half?
Time and a half of nothing is still nothing.
Oh, damn it.
Shit.
Wait, Derek, you're supposed to be on our side.
I want to go home and go
to
bed.
You're fucking pro management.
Yeah. Anyway, Fucker. So stay away from Zimbabwe.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us.
In the chat.
Are these Zimbabwe chicks that are doing the raping?
Yes.
All right, then it's not cool anymore.
Yeah, I don't think they're Swedish swimsuit models.
But are they white?
Wow.
Well, no. Probably not.
I'm out.
Shit. Maybe not.
The erasist creds.
Well, listen. I want to thank everyone for coming in the chat.
Yes.
Ridiculous Radio guys.
Absolutely.
Footer K, ONA, Party Rock. Thanks for joining us.
This was a good time.
Hammy Catcher, thanks for your help today. You're hired. Everybody else. Opie, thanks for showing up. The Playboy of Twitter.
So,
CWERadio.com.
We will maybe see you next week. I don't know.
I want to thank Derek for tolerating our drinking.
I appreciate it, Derek. Thank you,
and
Matt.
To another extent, Matt. Yes.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm going to thank Kevin in advance for not bringing a case of beer next week.
Well, see, this is the last day we can drink. Now I got to fucking cut weight to get in the blue sigma. You know?
Yeah, now I got to fucking do mad cardio tomorrow, and I'm not happy about it.
Hey, Kev, I saw a picture, by the way. I actually showed Harry Arma. My penis looks like a little button in that fucking
what?
In that gear.
Your penis looks like a little button anyway.
Looks like a little cat barrel.
FOTO-MARK.com for all our wrestling pictures.
And be sure to go to aristocratsradio.com to check out all things aristocrats. And check out CWERadio.com, who are nice enough to let us stream live and all that good stuff.
We love Clutch. We would fuck him and pee on him.
Why don't you thank me for tolerating all your bullshit from Brian Shapiro? You know why, Brian Shapiro? Because nobody fucking likes you because you're Jewish.
And you wear a yarmulke on your red hair.
Good night.